tonight. Luck could be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
See it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through, until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still growing strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. in the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for. But I do know what
it was too.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
Science,
yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Short Sound Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Game three of a six-game series between your Blue Claws, 5-6, 40-36, Phillies affiliates, and the Hudson Valley Renegades, 5-6, 44-33, Yankee affiliates. Blue Claws have dropped three straight. Hudson Valley's won five in a row, including the first two games of this series, 9-2 winners in the game last night, and they won 4-2 back on Tuesday, the 4th of July. Gunnar Mayer for the Blue Claws, 1-4, 5.0 ADRA, and Joel Valdez for Hudson Valley, 1-4, the 5.65 ERA. Alongside Tony Grandma, I'm Greg Chambarisi. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, crowd's still coming in. Military Appreciation Night here at Short Town. Beautiful night for baseball. Blue Claws going to try to do something about the domination of the Hudson Valley Renegades they've experienced this year. Blue Claws 2-6 against the Renegades. All the games here, including this weekend, and have been outscored by Hudson Valley 40-12. So we spoke with manager Greg Budzinski before the ball game about last night's game and about tonight's game, and here's what he had to say.
And we're here in the clubhouse again with manager Greg Budzinski of the Blue Claws. And Greg, in the end, it did not go well last night, but actually it started pretty well. Mitch Neuenborn, the right-hander, he was your opener, and he pitched pretty well into the third inning. Tell us about what you saw from him.
Yeah, no, I thought Mitch did a really good job. It was the first time he, you know, really got extended this year in terms of innings and pitches. But, you know, he went out, he did his job in the first inning, and he had a six-pitch second inning. So, we thought he was in a good spot to go back out there and, try to get a few more outs for us. But I was really happy with how he looked and how he threw the ball. And it was a good start by him.
So he's 26 years old. At some point earlier in his career, he was a starter. Did you see stuff with him that he could go back, if the Phillies ever wanted him to go back and maybe look at him as a starter down the road?
Yeah, I think absolutely, especially someone that has experience doing that, you know, at some point in their baseball career. There's always a chance for that. And he has, you know, three pretty solid pitches to use for a good mix that, you know, a starter might, you know, feature. And I think if that's something that comes up down the road, he'd be good at it.
Well, Carlos Betancourt ran into trouble last night in the fourth inning. Hudson Valley had six straight hits, of which one was really hit hard. What's a pitcher or manager to do in that situation? He was dinked and dunked pretty much to death in that fourth inning when they scored five runs.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, kind of what he did was what you need out of that guy is to battle through it. You know, I think, you know, he's done a heck of a job to this point, you know, of the season, and he just had one of those tough innings yesterday where seemed like anything they put in play, and even though if it wasn't hit hard, it was finding a hole. And he did a good job of battling through it. You know, I know it wasn't the inning or outing that he wanted for himself or for the team or what he expected, but the fact that, you know, not only was he able to finish that inning and then go out and throw another inning was big out of him.
As a catcher, you're a former catcher. When an inning is going like that, what do you say to the pitcher? Do you call timeout? Do you go out and talk to him? What's your move in that situation?
Yeah, I think definitely finding the right spots throughout an inning like that to take him out, visit, and kind of slow the guy down, let him know that he's throwing the ball well, making pitches, and to continue to do so and try to feed, you know, the positive side of things. And, you know, it's also knowing your guys as a catcher, you know, the different personalities you have out there on the mound and how to kind of attack that conversation. But in an inning like that, yeah, you gotta get him through it. I know a lot of our guys and that are catchers, and when I was a catcher, it's as much on you as it is on the pitcher to try to, you know, navigate through a tough inning. And you know, I think the boys ended up doing that last night, getting them through it.
Tonight you're trying to get Gunnar Mayer through a good portion of the ball game. Last time out against Hudson Valley, threw really well, left with the lead after five innings. Hudson Valley did come back to win the ball game, but looking for what from Gunnar tonight?
And more of the same would be great. You know, especially, you know, coming off not his best outing, you know, the last time he threw. I think he's geared up to go out there and give us a great start. And
His repertoire, Greg?
He's got fastball, he's got changeups, he's got a slider, he attacks hitters, he can move the ball around. And, you know, especially when the fastball's right and he's filling up the zone, he's a really good pitcher and a really good starter. And I think, you know, him a little bit of rest and coming back with some vengeance, he's going to be ready to go. So we're excited to see what he's got.
He didn't, as you said, have the greatest start last time out. So how important is it for him and for anyone who is an established starter to come back and do well the next time out?
I think it means a lot, especially, you know, with starters, you have, you know, further gap in between your outings, right, and when you have the opportunity to compete and pitch and help your team win. So they know what they did previous outings, and when they're getting a chance to come back from maybe not their best, they're definitely looking to give the team the best shot to win and throw the ball out better.
Okay, well, looking for a good start from Gunner tonight. Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Clubhouse manager Greg Brodzinski with Tony earlier tonight. And then the other thing that we have to talk about, Tony, on the pregame, a couple of roster moves. Yeah. The headliner is Orion Kerkering on his way to AA Reading. And, you know, you kind of saw that one coming. He had such a quick rise up here, and then he was working on, you know, some stuff. He has a tremendous slider. They were working on the fastball, and all told with the Blue Claws, he gave up 4 and runs in 20 and a third innings, struck out 27 and walked just 6. So he's earned his way to AA. He'll be available for Reading tonight. And on the year, he has thrown 30 and two-thirds innings, giving up 4 and runs. That's between here and Clearwater. We talked to him, remember when I interviewed him on the Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast a couple of weeks back. He said one of his goals for the year was to end in AA, and he gets to AA before the All-Star break. So congrats to him. And that will be a big loss for the Blue Claws out of their bullpen for sure.
Well, it will, but Blue Claws have had a pretty good bullpen much of the season, and they still have the yin to the yang, so to speak,
right,
and in Tommy McCollum.
And the other thing, of course, is, or the other player that moves up is Zach Hockey, whose Blue Claws career lasts one game, but it was a game. He threw 5 scoreless in Brooklyn on Saturday, struck out 6, and he will go to Reading as well and be available for them tonight. He was the scheduled starter for the Blue Claws on Friday, so we'll see what they end up doing tomorrow night. But yeah, no more Zach Hockey. Never got to pitch here.
We hardly knew you.
Yeah, pretty much. But at least he went out a winner.
Yes, he
with
did.
A great outing on Saturday. Blue Claws are taking the field. It's Military Appreciation Night. There's an extensive set of pregame festivities. You've already seen ceremony for Wreaths Across America. First pitches from a number of members of the armed forces. And they're bringing out right now a giant American flag that will go into center field. There are 3 different honor guards out there. So just a lot going on here tonight at Shoretown Ballpark. Also at center field are some doves that will be released after the national anthem. And if you're in the market, you can always check out JerseyShoreDoves.com. So Gunnar Mayer and Joel Valdez, the pitching matchup. Blue Claws have scored just 3 runs in the first 2 games of this series, and they will try to bounce back here tonight. They've scored 5 runs in over the last 3 games, all losses. So they will try to get going this evening on what is really a gorgeous night at Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Back after this with the lineups and the first pitch on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Taking the best of the...
Petty Officer Sandy Joy Dickerson with the National Anthem on Military Appreciation Night here at Shoretown Ballpark. And in center field, they're now releasing a series of doves who are flying away from their box in center field, and they're headed back over by the right field foul pole and on their way home in honor of those who died serving our country. Military Appreciation Night here at Shoretown Ballpark, and the 3 different honor guards are making their way off the field right now. Disabled American Veterans Chapter 20 at BRIC, Southern Regional AFJROTC, and the Junior ROTC from Toms River High School North, all on hand, and we thank them for their participation here on Military Appreciation Night at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Getting set for the first pitch, which will come your way in just a moment. It'll be Gunnar Mayer for the Blue Claws, a right-hander, and Joel Valdez, a left-hander, on the mound for Hudson Valley. Blue Claws 5-6, 40-36, and the Renegades Yankees affiliates 5-6, 44-33 on the season. So as the honor guards depart, Gunnar Mayer will begin his warm-up pitches here in just a moment on a beautiful Thursday night at the Jersey Shore. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi, and the Blue Claws have dropped 3 in a row. Hudson Valley's won 5 in a row, and Renegades have won the first 2 games of this series as they take on the Blue Claws here tonight. Here's the Hudson Valley lineup. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Spencer Jones leads off in center, then Ben Cowles, the second of the shortstop. Augustine Ramirez is catch come at third. Christopher Familia, 4 hits and a home run last night, is the DH. It's fourth. Then Rafael Flores in first base. Anthony Garcia's in right field. He'll bat 6th. Then Grant Richardson in left. Marcos Cabrera's in third. He bats 8th. Batting 9th in second base is Luis Santos. So, Tony, a big start here for Gunnar Mayer, the right-hander from Northern California. Stockton, California, went to San Joaquin Delta College and was the Phillies' 5th-round pick in 2019. He'd been on a pretty good run of late. His last start here, he beat Rome on June 23rd, but then had a rough go last week in Brooklyn. Gave up 4 hits and 4 runs in an inning and 2/3. And he'll try to bounce back tonight and get the Blue Claws off the schneid.
And if the Blue Claws are going to get off that schneid, they're going to have to do a little bit better hitting than they've done against this Yankees affiliate all season long. We noted in the pregame show they've been outscored 40-12 and losing 6 of 8 games and scoring 12 runs in the 8 games. The Blue Claws have a batting average of 153.
That's overall against Hudson Valley.
Right,
yeah.
Against in the contest against Hudson Valley. And, you know, it's to some degree not that much of a surprise the Blue Claws aren't doing well, because nobody's doing that well against the Hudson Valley pitching staff. That's why they won the division in the first half, and they'll certainly challenge, we think, for the division here in the second half as well.
They were 0-6, but then they won their last five.
Yeah, so they're back in the ballgame.
So here is Spencer Jones. He'll get things started for the Renegades. He's headed to the Futures game, so this will be his last game of the series. Futures game is on Saturday. It's been on Sunday for years, but it's on Saturday in Seattle. So he'll fly out tomorrow. And he leads off tonight. First pitch by Mayer, fastball high. Runner away, 7-0-6, and it's 83 degrees here at Shortstown Ballpark in Linkwood. Jones at 263, 10 home runs, and 40 runs batted in. First round pick of the Yankees last year, and Mayer delivers a strike. The plate umpire is Jalen Goodman. The base umpire is Warren Eubanks. Jones, 6'7", 240 pounds. He's 22 years of age, and Mayer at 6'5" misses away with a curveball, 2 balls and a strike. The infield grass is basically all in the shadows except a little bit in front of first base, and then for now the rest of the field in the sun. Lights are on, don't need him yet, and a check swing foul back into the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Spencer Jones. He did not play yesterday, a rare day off for him, but he'll play today and then travel to Seattle tomorrow, play the Futures game on Saturday. So Mayer into the wind for the 2-2. It's a breaking ball and it misses inside. 3-2 on Spencer Jones. Mayer overall in the year 1-4, 5.08 ERA, 13 starts, 44 and a third innings, 41 hits. He's walked 28, struck out 53. Fastball outside, ball 4. So the first batter walk issued to Jones. He's aboard with nobody out. Going to bring up Ben Cowles, the shortstop. Defensively for the Blue Claws, it's Leandro Pineda in left, Marcus Lee Sang in center, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. in right. Raylan Mignetti at third, Eric Brito at short, Hao Yu Lee at second, Rickson Wingrove at first, and the catcher is Anthony Curio. Mayer out of the stretch, and the first pitch is a curveball inside. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Cowles at 239, 7 homers. 21 runs batted in. He went to the University of Maryland. Yankees took him in the 10th round in 2021. Mayer's fastball is inside on the count, 2 balls and 0 strikes. We mentioned on the pregame show, Tony, the 2 roster moves that the Blue Claws made today, sending both Zach Hockey and Orion Kirkering, 2 right-handed pitchers, to Double-A Reading today. Hockey was the scheduled starter tomorrow. Kirkering last pitched on Monday night in Brooklyn. They'll both be available for Reading and Somerset tonight. Fastball strike. And a count 2-1 on Benjamin Cowles. But there was one other one. Catcher Aramis Garcia, who played here last night and played 3 games with Jersey Shore. He goes back to Lehigh Valley. Thought he would be here one more day, but he is gone. There goes the runner. And a pitch outside. Throw to second is late. Big jump there for Spencer Jones, and he swipes his 20th base of the season. It was a good throw by Kirion, but a bit late, so a stolen base for Jones. He's in scoring position with nobody out. The count on Cowles now, 3 balls and a strike. Mayer set of the belt, and the 3-1 is popped up behind the plate. Kirion flips away the mask, comes back to the Hudson Valley side, but it's 3 rows deep. Foul ball, and a second full count. Start this game, 3 balls, 2 strikes on Cowles, and Augustine Ramirez awaits on deck with Jones at second and nobody out.
So the Blue Claws had a bullpen game last night, and they went to that pen pretty much on schedule in the third inning. They'd like to see Mayer go at least 5 tonight. They do have plenty of pitching, but you do like to get at least through 5.
3-2, and the pitch is just low. Fastball. Ball 4. So back-to-back walks issued by Gunnar Mayer, and 2 on, none out for Augustine Ramirez, the catcher. So certainly not the start that Blue Claws were looking for. Here's Ramirez. He's 12 out of 25. A homer, three RBIs. He just got to Hudson Valley a little over a week ago after beginning the season with Tampa. With the Tampa Yankees, he had 245 with seven homers and 35 ribbies in 56 games, and he's already 12 for 25 with four doubles and a home run with Hudson Valley. Swing and a miss, good breaking ball. And the count, nothing at one. Ramirez, a 21-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He signed with the Yankees back in 2018. And made his U.S. debut in the Gulf Coast League in 2021. And Mayer spins Jones back towards second base. Jersey Shore has scored five runs in their last three games. They certainly don't want to play from behind again tonight. Two on, and another curveball. Good pitch, swing and a miss. And the count is 0-2. Mayer's from Stockton, California, 22 years old. Fifth-round pick in the 2019 draft. He'll turn 23 coming up in a couple of weeks on July 27th, 3 weeks from today. Center of the belt for the 0-2, and that's on the inside corner. Another breaking ball, got him looking, strike three. Ramirez thought that was inside, but he's punched out by Jalen Goodman, one away.
Steady diet of breaking balls there by Mayer. Give him the fastball to hit.
I think also you get the feeling that he just the more better command, at least in the early stages tonight, of the breaking ball than he does of the fastball. So we'll see if that continues. Here's Christopher Familia, who was 3 for 22 going into last night's game, and he went 4 for 5. Four hits, including a homer. He was just a triple shy of the cycle. Runners have huge leads, and the pitch is inside. Another fastball missing inside. Another errant fastball, I should say, in the count 1-0. Gunner did not start pitching until he was a junior in high school, and then went to San Joaquin Delta College in California. 1-0, swing and a miss. That was a curveball in the dirt, 1-1. And he said he went there kind of with the idea that he would try to get a spot on a Pac-12 roster or West Coast Conference roster, you know, one of the better programs out there in the Big West on the West Coast. But he had such a good year, and it was only his third year of pitching. There go the runners, huge jumps, and Kirion has no throw. And that's going to be something to watch if guys get on base. Both times on these stolen bases, no chance at all for Kirion. They just had enormous jumps. So that'll be a double steal. And the Blue Claws will bring the infield in with one out. And a 2-1 count on Familia. Mayer from the belt. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That's a good fastball. Strike on the inside corner at the knees to the lefty. 2-2. So he goes out there with the intention of trying to get a spot on a Pac-12 Big West kind of roster. But he had such a good year that the Phillies took him in the fifth round and ended up signing. He's still young, even though he was drafted 4 years ago. Change up outside. Check swing. He did not go. And another three-ball, two-strike count. So this is the fourth batter of the inning. And already three and two counts. And Mayer's up to 19 pitches. Infield is in. And the 3-2 is chopped down first, but foul. Still 3-2. Familia, like Augustine Ramirez, the batter before him, began the year in the Florida State League with Tampa. He had 398 there in 21 games and hit 11 home runs and 83 at-bats before getting his promotion. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, rolled up first and foul toward the Jersey Shore dugout. And the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Mayer's high this year in walks in a single game is 4, twice last June 23rd versus Rome. Has walked 2 here in the first inning tonight.
Yeah, the 3-ball, 2-strike count on Familia. Infield in second and third. Swing and a miss. A changeup. He got him. Strike 3. Big, big pitch for Gunner Mayer. And there are 2 men down. And now the Blue Claws obviously will back up the infield. And here is Rafael Florence.
Well, these young, aggressive fastball hitters for the Yankees. And Mayer taking advantage of that somewhat, missing well-placed breaking balls. We'll see if he can get out of this now.
Here's Flores, a 22-year-old from Anaheim, right-handed batter. 292 the home run on the season, and swing and a miss at a slider, and the count is nothing and one on Rafael Flores. Jones at third, Cowles at second. They each walked, but Mayer struck out the last two batters. And here's the pitch by Mayer. That's a curveball outside. Flores was playing for the Alaska Gold Panthers in the Alaska Baseball League before being signed by the Yankees last summer. Played one season at Rio Hondo College in California. So 1-1 the count on Rafael Flores. And the pitch is inside. Fastball misses. Two balls and one strike.
You gotta love that name. The Alaska Gold Panthers.
Well, I looked, the Alaska Baseball League at one time was had a lot of big time players, like Barry Bonds played there. They had a lot of big time MLB guys. Curveball way outside. And the count, three balls and a strike. It has to be at least a mild concern here for Phil Condari, the pitching coach, Greg Brodzinski, the manager, that Mayer's already thrown 26 pitches in this first inning. 3-1 on Flores. And swing and a miss. Yeah, I mean, Tony, guys that have played in that league include Barry Bonds, Aaron Boone, Jacoby Ellsbury, Jason Giambi, Paul Goldschmidt, Randy Johnson, Mark McGwire, Jeff Kent, Tom Seaver, J.T. Snow. There are a lot more summer collegiate leagues in the lower 48 now, but still. Fastball, low ball four. Ooh, and Mayer thought he had it. Took a couple of steps toward the Blue Claws dugout. Instead, it's the third walk of the inning. And that'll bring up Anthony Garcia, and it will bring Phil Condari, the pitching coach, out to the mound to talk to Mayer. And I know they don't want to, but I wonder if they're going to get somebody up in the bullpen as Gunner approaches 30 pitches. He's at 29 right now. And it, you know, it just seems like every at-bat has been a deep count. I think he's at four full counts now out of five batters that he's faced. So, Condari out there with the catcher, Anthony Kirion. That pitch was close, but I think it was a little low. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. So that'll bring up Anthony Garcia. Who's hitting 204, three homers and 18 runs batted in. He's a switch hitter batting from the left side. 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic. And right away, Tony, here, 7-18. And right away, you know, really a pivotal at bat in this game with the bases loaded and two men out. First pitch, low in the dirt, and the count, one ball, no strikes.
Greg, for Jersey Shore, second baseman Haiyu Lee playing way over on the right side in the hole. Back at the edge of the grass. A lot of room up the middle for Garcia.
And that is just off the plate. Maybe low. And the count 2-0, that's a huge call. Because Mayer is now in a two-ball, no-strike count instead of 1-1. Bases loaded, two out, no score in the first. Swinging, fouls it off down the left field line out of play. And that'll slice into the third base picnic area, just above it, in fact, foul ball. And the count 2-1 here on Anthony Garcia.
Garcia hitting fastball there, got a fastball, 94 on the stadium gun. Was a tad late.
2-1 the count, bases loaded, two out, no score. Top first, the pitch, inside and low, ball three. And I think if this next one misses, they're going to have to get somebody up. The thing is that they're the guy who's kind of been the bulk reliever for the Blue Claws is not available today. That's Carlos Betancourt. He pitched yesterday. 3-1, here it comes. On the inside corner, a strike, a fastball. And the count full at 3-2. So that will start the proverbial merry-go-round. Jones from third, Cowles from second, and Flores from first. They all walked, and Ramirez and Familia struck out. So Nobody's put it in play yet. There go the runners. Here's a ball in play. It's popped up off third foul ground. Moving over Mignetti toward the railing. Will he have room? No. It's about four rows back, and we'll do it all over again. So a pop-up foul by Anthony Garcia, and that was Mayer's 35th pitch in this first inning. There's a pitcher stretching down there, but nobody started to throw yet. And now they're going to send someone down to warm up. Told the catcher, Arturo De Freitas, to go down to the bullpen. Here's the 3-2. Runners go. Lines back toward the middle. Brito's there to make a snap, and it makes the catch, and that retires the side. Well, it took 36 pitches and one ball in play, but a zero goes on the board. No runs, no hits, three left on. We go to the bottom of the first, and it's Hudson Valley nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat, and Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. We move into the bottom of the first inning and no score. 36 pitches for Gunnar Mayer in the top half of the first, and only one ball put in play, but it was a line out to short to end the inning with the bases loaded. So left-hander Joel Valdez the mound for Hudson Valley in a scoreless game, and Hao-Yu Lee takes high and outside, and it's 1-0. Lee is the second baseman. He'll be followed by Gabriel Rinconis in right and Rickson Wingrove at first. Marcus Lee sang in center field. It's cleanup, and then Nick Ward, the DH, will bat fifth, and Lee takes a strike. Anthony Kirion's catching will bat sixth, and Leandro Pineda in left. Eric Brito at short, he bats eighth, and batting ninth at third is Fraylin Mignetti. Valdez, a left-hander, and he misses outside with a fastball. From El Cebo, the Dominican Republic, he actually came up and was originally signed as a free agent with the Phillies and was in the Nick Nelson trade a couple of years ago. Curveball popped up by Lee into shallow right. Flores, the first baseman on the infield. Dirt, and now the second baseman drops the ball. Santos, and that'll be an error on Santos, I think. We'll see how they scored. He was fighting the sun. It hit him right in the glove, and they're going to give him a hit. So that's kind of a gift there for Hao-Yu Lee, but Santos just fought the ball in the sun, and it drops in. So base hit. And here is Gabriel Rinconis Jr., the right fielder. Yeah.
Right at the demarcation line.
Yeah, where the sun right. And the shade met, and there is a strike. So the count, nothing and one on Gabriel Rinconis Jr. So Lee leads off first. He's got 11 stolen bases, held on by Flores. And the pitch on the way, breaking ball, that's up and tight. And it's 1-1 on Gabriel. It's a 2-13 home run and six runs batted in. So Joel Valdez, 1-4 with a 5.65 ERA. This is his 13th start of the year. And the pitch inside. 51 innings, 42 hits. He's walked 37, so there's your your big bugaboo, and he struck out 52 on the season. He faced the Blue Claws on June 6th. It was a game that Hudson Valley won 13-1, and he gave up one run on two hits in 4 2/3 innings. That's high. Now, in that game, he walked four. Then he walked four in his next start. Then he walked five in the start after that. And last time out, walked two in four innings. So, you know, he's walked 15 batters in his last four starts, covering 16 2/3 innings. Rinconis rolls one foul, first base side. And the count is full at 3-2. Rickson Wingrove is on deck, and then Marcus Lee saying, we'll see if Lee's going on the 3-2. You have a lefty pitcher, so he can't get as good a jump. And he's not going, and the pitch is at the knees, got him looking to strike three. So Rinconis out in a backwards game, one down. I think Gabriel thought that was a little bit low, but looked good from here. So one away, and here's Rickson. There's a 258, 11 homers, and 46 batted in. Grant Richardson, Spencer Jones, and Anthony Garcia left to right in the outfield. Marcos Cabrera at third. Ben Cowles at short. Second baseman is Luis Santos. Here's the pitch, and that is in there for a strike. And at first base is Rafael Flores with Augustine Ramirez behind the plate for Hudson Valley. 0-1 on Rickson with Lee Sang next. And Valdez out of the stretch. Here's the breaking ball. Grounded to second. This could be two. Santos Fields goes to short. One on the first double play. 4-6-3. And that retires the side. So the Buck pop-up does not come back to hurt the Renegades. No runs, one hit, no errors, and none left. We played one inning here in Shoretown, and no score on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the top half of inning number two. No score, Blue Claws and the Hudson Valley Renegades here in Shoretown. Grant Richardson will lead off, then Marcos Cabrera and Luis Santos against Blue Claws right-hander Gunnar Mayer. Richardson at 182, 6 homers, 22 RBIs. Ocean First Bank, fastball swing and a miss, has been a long-time partner since the beginning with Jersey Shore and the Blue Claws, and for many years they've been the presenting sponsor of Military Appreciation Night here at the ballpark. And a breaking ball in there for a strike. We're joined by Woody Keller, one of their loan officers, who's been with Ocean First Bank since before the Blue Claws debuted in 2001. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
So I want you to start. You've been with Ocean First for a while now. What's kind of your proudest moment or proudest accomplishment in your many years there at Ocean First Bank?
Well, Ocean First, they're a community bank. And 10 years ago, we had Sandy.
02 is outside.
We were all affected by Sandy, the whole area.
Yeah.
And many banks pulled out of the area, especially over by the beaches, Ortley Beach, Maniloking, Lavalette.
1-2 swing and a missed strike three blocked by DeFreitas. He tags out Richardson. Go ahead.
And Ocean First made the decision to stay with it, and they created a construction loan. And thousands of homes since Sandy have been built with the Ocean First construction loan. It was a real big moment.
Here's Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman. 240, four homers, 19 RBIs. Had three hits and a home run on Tuesday. Fastball outside of the count, one ball and no strikes. Is that process still going on? If you drive down Route 35 there,
just
still building.
Take one look at Ocean Beach, and you take one look at Ortley Beach. Those are all construction loans from Ocean First. You know, another thing that we're proud of with the community bank.
Here's the 2-0 foul back, 2-1.
When we formed, when we went public back in the 90s, we formed a foundation, the first of its kind, and we give $1 million a year to local charities. And we've done that with the foundation. And
here's a line of the other way, base hit out of the right center by Cabrera. So he's on with one out. That includes the Home Runs for Heroes program.
That's absolutely, and we give out scholarships for people already in college and stuff. So the foundation is amazing. You'll see it in all the libraries and all the high schools around.
We got to hit a couple more homers.
Yeah.
Woody, thank you so much for a few minutes. Well, pleasure to meet you. Enjoy the rest of the game.
Well, here's Greg.
Yeah, we're going to make a trade here. And here is Luis Santos. And the pitch by Mayer, high and inside. And Santos backs away. The count, one ball, no strikes. Greg Hunt is with us. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Absolutely. So you got your dual shirts on right now. You have the Jersey Shore Chamber of Commerce. And that's a breaking ball in there for a call and strike. And the count is one ball and one strike. Shirt on and the Ocean First Bank pin on. Who's here tonight we'll start with Ocean First. Who's here tonight with Ocean First?
So we have a bunch of Realtors customers. I'm a fellow senior loan officer like my friend Woody.
Breaking ball strike, 1-2.
Proud to partner with you in the Blue Claws.
So I know you guys have branches from Baltimore to Boston, but Ocean First Bank is really is headquartered and kind of built around the Monmouth and Ocean County area, correct?
It sure is. We have a headquarters still in Toms River and now another one in Red Bank.
Tell us about your first-time home buyer program.
Yeah, so we have a 3% down, no mortgage insurance program for people that are just starting out. It's a fantastic way
Runner goes, chopper back over the mound. Mayer tries to barehand it, glances off his hand, and that'll be an infield base hit. For Luis Santos, Cabrera moves up to second. That was a tough play for Gunner. He tried to barehand and throw and just didn't grab the ball clean. So first and second, one out, and Spencer Jones coming up for the Renegades. No score, top of the second. We're talking with Greg Hunt, a loan officer, mortgage loan officer with Ocean First Bank, sponsor of Military Appreciation Night tonight here at the ballpark.
Yeah, so we probably could have gotten that grand ball, I think.
Maybe, but could he have made the throw?
Yeah, so we're really proud to partner with you all. You've been great to us as a bank, and it's been great.
And you have your Jersey Shore Chamber of Commerce shirt on.
Sure.
I know you're heavily involved there. Swing and a miss by Jones, a slider, nothing at once.
Yeah, I'm pretty involved in the chamber. I'm the board president this year, and we have about 400 members. We meet 80 times a year. And
80?
80 times.
Wow.
Breakfast every Wednesday morning. Yeah. So
where do you go?
Bubba Coo.
Change up low, 1-1.
Bubba Coo Burritos in Wall Township, right on 35, 8:15 in the morning.
Every Wednesday. That's awesome. How many people do you get to show?
We're between 30 and 50.
Every Wednesday. I know, like, people cycle through. They'll do a couple times a month or whatever.
Sure, but.
1-1, the count on Jones. Runner, big lead off second. Mayer deals home and a strike on an off-speed pitch. Hudson Valley stole three bases on two pitches in the first inning. Both huge jumps. Jones stole second and then a double steal where Jones got third and Cowles, who's on deck, stole second. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball, grounded foul up first. And we count 1-2. So what territory does the Jersey Shore Chamber of Commerce cover?
Primarily Monmouth and Ocean. You know, much like the Blue Claws are the fabric of professional sports, we're the fabric of local business in Monmouth Ocean. So,
but that's a big territory, right? Because most chambers are, a town or two.
And we partner with a lot of local chambers and networking events.
Foul back into the screen, and the count is still one ball and two strikes.
So it's good stuff.
You guys have done stuff here before.
We've had many networking events right here at the stadium.
When was the last one you had?
In January, we had one in one of the
That was
suites.
You guys.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
us.
Okay.
with the, I think the Brick Chamber was here and Monmouth Ocean Development Council.
Runner goes the third, pitch grounded the second. Lee is there, backhand flippy, double clutched, so they only get one. Brito snags it at second base. Cabrera goes to third. Santos is out at second, two away. And Jones reaches on the fielder's choice, 4-6. Lee just took a little extra second and a half to get it out of his glove. And that eliminated any chance of getting two. Now, Jones runs well anyway, so I don't know that they would have been able to turn it no matter what. But first and third with two men down. I asked Woody this question. Greg, so I'll ask you too. What are you kind of most proud of your time with Ocean First?
Yeah, it's definitely helping people build their homes from scratch, you know, from ground up construction.
Breaking ball outside, one ball and no strikes.
Yeah, we're really proud. Woody and I and a lot of the loan officers.
Do you guys work together, like out of the same branch?
Well, we float around.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, definitely building a dream house for someone is...
Fastball inside, 2-0.
It's great stuff.
How long have you been with Ocean First?
Ocean First, 6 years. Yeah.
Very cool. 2-0 on Ben Cowles, who walked his first time. First and third, and two down here at the top of the second. Any no score. Mayer's been in trouble in both of the first two. And here's a bouncer off third base. It sneaks between Mignetti and Brito out of the left field for a single. Scoring from third base is Cabrera. And it's an RBI single for Ben Cowles. His 22nd run batted in. And Hudson Valley's on the board. They take a 1-0 lead. So Hudson Valley strikes first. That'll bring up the catcher, Augustine Ramirez. What makes Ocean First, obviously there are a lot of banks, but what makes Ocean First different than your average run-of-the-mill bank?
Absolutely. Everybody that comes into our branches loves our staff, loves our tellers. Absolutely. They feel a personal touch that a lot of other banks don't give anymore.
Breaking ball cut out and missed, and the count nothing and one. How many branches do you guys have at Monmouth and Ocean? 20-something?
More than that.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's over 50 branches.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, and one on Augustine Ramirez. And Mayer's curveball swung on and missed. So that was the 58th pitch of the game for Gunner through an inning and two-thirds. He's allowed three hits and three walks, but only the one run so far. Two on, two out, first and second. Mayer from the stretch, the righty's pitches in the dirt, blocked by Kirion. Has been busy tonight. And on the count, one ball and two strikes. Greg Hutt, a mortgage loan officer from Ocean First Bank, is our guest here with the top half of inning number two. And how can folks find out more? How can they get a hold of you and get a hold of Woody?
So, yeah, they can call any of the branches and ask for Woody and myself. Yeah.
Runner goes, swing and a miss, got him on a slider, strike three. And that retires the side. Fourth strikeout for Mayer. The website is oceanfirstonline.com.
Or oceanfirst.com.
Or oceanfirst.com.
Yep.
There you go. So Greg Hutt and Woody Kellen from Ocean First Bank. Pleasure to meet you guys. And thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Greg, you do a lot here, man. You got to keep in score. Are you talking to us?
All good. All good. Thanks, guys. One run on two hits. There were no errors. And two left. We have played an inning and a half, and it's 1-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/KidsClub. That's BlueClaws.com facebook.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, where you go to the bottom of the second. Jersey Shore down 1-0. And Marcus Lee Sang leads off against Joel Valdez. Pitch is line in the air towards left center. Jones coming on. Long run. Reaches down. Can't get it. It glances off his glove. Lee Sang going to second. Richardson picks it up. Fires in. Not in time. It's a double for Marcus Lee Sang. And the Blue Claws have a runner at second base here with nobody out. Tonight is Military Appreciation Night. And we're joined by my good friend Mel Russin from Wreaths Across America. And what other organizations are you a part of, my friend?
Master Gardeners of Ocean County.
Okay.
And
that's it?
Pretty much.
How are you?
Very good. Thank you for asking, Greg.
So tonight, as you guys can see that are watching on the video feed on MILB.TV or Bally Live, Blue Claws are wearing military green jerseys. Here's Nick Ward. And the pitch is at the knees, but called the ball. The count 1-0. Nick at 266 homers, 34 RBI. And each of the players has a jersey with the name on the back of a fallen military hero. And after the game, those jerseys will be presented to the families. Breaking ball check swing by Wardy went around in a really special ceremony. We did this for the first time last year, and we'll do it again tonight. And Mel has been involved in coordinating that for us, and we thank him for that. What was your experience like last year, and what are you looking forward to tonight?
I think we got such a positive response from everybody from last year's game.
Curveball inside to Ward, two balls and a strike.
That it has made it something that I think the Blue Claws and Wreaths Across America would love to continue from year to year.
So let's talk about Wreaths Across America. That's an organization that you're a national board member of.
I'm a member of the board. I'm also their treasurer.
And the 2-1 pitch is low, and the count 3 balls and a strike on Ward. So you guys have probably heard, you know, Wreaths Across America Day. It's the third Saturday of December, and they lay wreaths at the grave sites in Arlington, but also all over the country. How many wreaths get laid every year?
Last year in 2022, it was 2.7 million.
Wow.
At over 3,600 locations in the United States.
Ward takes outside for ball four, so he's on. And the Blue Claws have two on and nobody out for catcher Anthony Kirion. Ward's 45th walk drawn this season. He came into the day sixth in the Sally League in that category. Here's Q at .198. Does have 2 homers and 9 RBIs. So here's Kirion with Lee Sang at second and Ward at first. Good speed in the bases. Against Joel Valdez. 1-0 Renegades. And here's the pitch. It's a changeup, and it's high. The count 1-0. How long have you been with Wreaths Across America?
This will be my 11th year.
How did you get involved in the first place?
I saw an article in the American Legion, okay, about Wreaths Across America, and I went to my Masonic Lodge at the time and said to the master, I thought it was a marvelous opportunity to honor our veterans.
Fastball outside, 2-0.
And the first year I did it, I was able to put out 154 wreaths on veterans' graves locally. Last year it was 3,186.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, a group from the Blue Claws went to cemetery there in Brielle. Fastball inside, 3-0. And Leandro Pineda waits next. 2-1, none out for Jersey Shore here in the second. So you guys fundraised throughout the course of the year, and it all builds up towards Wreaths Across America Day in December. What kinds of fundraising do you guys do throughout the year?
It all depends upon locals' location.
3-0 pitch is low ball four, so back-to-back walks. And Jersey Shore has the bases loaded with nobody out for Leandro Pineda. And now the catcher, Augustine Ramirez, will go out to talk to Joel Valdez with the first baseman, Rafael Flores, coming in as well. And folks, you can donate and sponsor a wreath. You can do it right on their website, or you can also...
Location leaders throughout the United States ask people to sponsor wreaths. Corporations will help sponsor wreaths. We have corporate donors that contribute, and it's all done through sponsorships. And asking people if they... A wreath is $17.
Right.
And there's two ways you can do it. You can be where you could get a $5 payback on that $17.
Here's Pineda, who takes a strike at the knees. Bases loaded, none out.
Or you can get, the way I do it, for every two wreaths you get a sponsorship for, you get three.
Oh, nice. 0-1, and a grounder to the right side, softly hit, sliding after it. The second baseman, Santos, spins back to second. They get the force. Great play by Santos, but a run scores, and the Blue Claws have tied it. It's 1-1. So fielder's choice, 4-6. Pineda gets his 35th ribby of the year. Lee Sang scores. Ward goes to third. Kirion's out at second, one away. So first and third, one out for Eric Brito. The website is wreathsacrossamerica.org. And they, you can sponsor wreath right there on the site. So if you want to volunteer and lay wreaths, how can you do that?
Usually just look in your local community.
Brito shows butt and takes a strike.
See if there's a cemetery that is one of the locations that's covered, and you show up. Usually it's at 12 o'clock noon, and the ceremony, it takes about 15 minutes.
Pitch
half hour at the
in
most.
The dirt is low, and the count, one ball, no strikes. So where do the wreaths come from?
They're all made in Maine. They're all American made. They're shipped through volunteer trucking truckers and trucking companies. The airlines.
1-1, chops off to short. Charging it and gloving it is Cowles. Running throw to first in time. Just gets Brito. But in from third is Ward to score. And Jersey Shore's in front. It's 2-1 Blue Claws. So give Brito his 11th RBI of the season as Ward comes home from third. And the Blue Claws get a couple back and take the lead. Pineda goes to second. And here's the third baseman, Fraylin Mignetti. So you guys do like a tour, right, as they ship them down from Maine to Arlington?
There's a convoy that comes from Maine to Arlington the week prior to the National Day. And for 12 years now, they've stopped at the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial for a ceremony there.
Yeah, that's really cool. So that'll be a couple of days before
the
Saturday.
That's always the Wednesday before the National Day of Saturday.
Fastball called, strike of the knees to Mignetti, and the count is... nothing in one. 2-1 Jersey Shore, bottom of the second, joined by Mel Russin of Wreaths Across America. How you Lee on deck. Mignetti at a .196, three RBIs. One of them was a walk-off single a couple of weeks ago against Brooklyn. Curveball outside. And it's 1-1 on Mignetti. So military appreciation night here in Lakewood, Shoretown Ballpark. Great crowd on hand for that. And a beautiful night.
I don't think it could be any better for a ball game.
Yeah. 1-1. Chopped softly on the ground at first. Handled easily by Flores, who steps on the bag and then retires the side. Anything that we missed, Mel?
I don't think so, Greg.
It was a pleasure, as always.
I appreciate the opportunity just to say hello.
Two runs, one hit, no errors, two left. Thanks, Mel. We'll see if Mel will be involved in the ceremony on the field after the game, which, by the way, we will have on the Valley Live and MILB TV stream. 2-1 Jersey Shore to the third on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark, we head into the top half of the third. Here's Christopher Familia, and the first pitch by Tristan Garnett is popped up. First base side, foul ground. Wingrove coming over, has room on the track, and makes the catch in front of the Jersey Shore dugout. One away. Garnett comes in for Gunnar Mayer as we start the top half of the third. Our guest is Jay Hayden from Ma Deuce Deuce, tonight's Blue Cross Charities community partner. Jay, welcome. How are you?
Doing good, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So, Ma Deuce Deuce has been a Blue Cross Charities community partner, a Blue Cross sponsor, season ticket holder for a couple of years. It's a phenomenal organization. And Garnett's pitch, a changeup strike to Flores, nothing and one. Tell us about Ma Deuce Deuce, Jay.
Yeah, so Ma Deuce Deuce is a nonprofit veteran organization based out of Toms River area.
01 is in there called Strike.
Dedicated to raising awareness for veteran suicide, the 22 a day veteran suicide rate, and we raise money through sponsorships and donations to be able to take out veterans with post-traumatic stress to different therapeutic programs, sort of like the Blue Claws games. We have Operation Hook It, where we'll take veterans.
Swing and a miss, got him, strike three. Good changeup by Garnett, two down.
Yeah, we'll bring out veterans fishing on the boats. We have fishing boat captains up and down the east coast of New Jersey. They donate their crews, fuel, gear.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
how many veterans do you work with at any given time? Here's a bouncer to third. Grabbed by Mignetti. Fires across, side retired. Nice inning for Garnett. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, so there's no set number of how many veterans we deal with at any one time. It varies, you know. If somebody needs help, they come to us. We do everything we absolutely can to help that veteran.
The website is ma22.org. How long have you been with the organization?
A few months now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I separate.
How'd you end up winning or losing the battle to come on the air here?
Oh, I'm absolutely won the battle. Yeah, I have zero issues. I'm all for spreading awareness.
Good.
Yeah, and making this happen. So.
What made you decide to get involved?
So I separated the Air Force in 2014, and since then I've been involved with veteran outreach and doing stuff like that. I started out with our congressional office, so everything I could do as far as trying to. Whether we're getting veterans' claims through with the VA or,
yep.
You know, so now I've been with the Ma Deuce Deuce a few months now, and we do everything we can. Try to meet the veterans' unmet needs as well. If they need a bill paid, we'll help out financially if we can.
So if a veteran out there is in need of assistance, they go to the website and there's a contact button, right?
Yes. So they can reach anybody. If they want to reach any specific member on the board, that's they can do that, or they can just where you have it pulled up there, they can reach out to general contact
inbox. Yep. Yeah, for sure. And fans can, or listeners, viewers, whatever, can donate as well. So it's a great organization, and we appreciate it. They've been longtime partners here with the Blue Claws. Jay Hayden from Madu's News, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
Let's
thank
you.
Let's
get back with everybody. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having
All
me.
All right. Thanks, Jay. So we go to the bottom of the third, and Jersey Shore leading it 2-1 over Hudson Valley. And here's the leadoff man for the Blue Claws, How You Lee. First pitch popped up. First base side, Flores coming down into foul ground. He's there, nearly overruns it, but steps back and makes the catch. And Lee is retired, one away. And that'll bring up the right fielder for the Blue Claws, and that is Gabriel Rincones Jr., who struck out swinging his first time. 2-1, Blue Claws. Can't say it's been the cleanest game ever played, but that's where we are right now. 2-1, that's all that matters. With the Blue Claws in front, the pitch is outside. Ball one. So Gunnar Mayer went two innings, allowed three hits, one run. He walked three and struck out four. 35 strikes of his 61 total pitches. And Rincona swings and misses. And the count is one ball and one strike. Wesley Moore is warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. And Rincones Jr. fouls one back into the screen, and the count is a ball and two strikes. Rickson Wingrove on deck. So Gunner went two, Garnett a 1-2-3 inning, and now it'll be mix and match for the rest of the night for Greg Brodzinski. And that one almost hits Rincon. It's a breaking ball missing inside. And it's 2-2 on Gabriel. So bottom of the third, Blue Claws lead it 2-1. Meanwhile, Joel Valdez in the second inning gave up two runs. He gave up a leadoff double to Marcus Lee Sang, two walks, a fielder's choice ground out scored a run, and a 6-3 ground out scored the go-ahead run. Bouncer down third, fair inside the bag, past Cabrera, who is playing off the line. Base hit for Rincones Jr., and Richardson fires it back to second. So Gabriel with the base hit. He's at first with one out, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Rickson Wingrove. As Blue Claws try to tack on to this one-run lead here at Shoretown Ballpark. On deck is Marcus Lee Sang, who had that double in the first inning to open up what turned into a two-run frame for the Blue Claws. Pitch by Valdez down the middle. Fastball called strike. And it is nothing and one on Rickson. Left-handed batter from Newcastle, Australia. And there goes the runner. Breaking ball. Hard grounded to first. Fielded by Flores. Looks at second. Steps on the bag. And two away. So tried the hit and run there, I think. And Wingrove hit it hard, but he hit it right at Rafael Flores. So it's three unassisted for out number two. And here's Marcus Lee Sang, who doubled his first time. Marcus now up to 273 on the year. And he's been on the improve. He had a tremendous month of May. Hit over 350. And the pitch inside, that almost hit him. Max away, left-handed hitter. The count is 1-0. But got off to a slow start at the beginning of June. He was 0 for his first 23 last month. But he has played very well lately. Two hits last night. And the pitch is on. He had an 8-game hitting streak last week as well. That was snapped over the weekend while the Blue Claws were in Brooklyn. So we're in the third. And Jersey Shore has a 2-1 lead. Valdez out of the stretch. Looks the runner back. Here's the pitch. Inside and high. Fastball misses. 3-0 on Marcus Lee Sing. Valdez, as we said, has had some control problems this year. Came into the day having walked 37 batters in 51 innings. 3-0. Fastball strike. And he's already walked two in this game. All the Blue Claws players wearing jerseys with the names of a fallen military hero on the back. And those jerseys will be presented to the families in a ceremony that will follow the game. 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swinging a slow bouncer to first. Backhanded by Flores. He steps on the bag and the inning is over. So the Blue Claws threaten, but they don't score. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. 2-1 Jersey Shore as we go to the fourth on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
a premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo with a boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Two to one, Jersey Shore. We start the fourth, and Wesley Moore takes over. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg, thanks very much. Moore, the third pitcher for the Blue Claws here as we go to the top of the fourth inning. 2-1, Jersey Shore out in front. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 1-3-0 for Hudson Valley, and Moore, the lefty, will face 7, 8, and 9 in the Hudson Valley order, beginning with Grant Richardson. Lefty on lefty here. Moore set to go. The first pitch to Moore is across for a strike. It's nothing and one. Moore, 23 years old. Start of the year down in Florida. High fly ball, well hit, left center field, long run. Marcus Lee Sang still going back, still going back. It's over his head, it's over the wall, and this game is tied. Grant Richardson hitting 181 when he stepped to the plate, blasts his seventh home run of the season, 26 in his career. And we are even at two, just like that, here in the top of the fourth inning.
So that was by the 20-foot high wall in left center, but remember, it's only an 8-foot high home run line, and he barely got it over and wedged in between signs. But no doubt about it, homer, easy call.
And Marcus Cabrera stands in, takes a called strike. Cabrera single to right his first time up. That was against the starter Gunnar Mayer tonight. Moore's pitch, big swing, and a miss by Cabrera, who goes down to one knee. Moore, 6'2", 200 pounds, from Surrey, British Columbia in Canada, went to college at Kansas State. So he signed him as a free agent, foul back. And the count is 0-2. This is his first professional season with Clearwater in the Florida State League, 4-0. All in relief, a 0.72 ERA. With the Blue Claws thus far this season, swinging another foul. And the carry means no balls,
yeah, that,
and two strikes
that
on Cabrera.
That was the first run he gave,
yes,
up.
It was.
And only the third run he's allowed in 34 or 33 innings now this season.
And the first home run he has given up as a professional. To a left-hand hitter, no less. Swing and a miss and a slow curveball, strike three. First strikeout for Moore. That's one down here in the top of the fourth. All even at two.
He has a fascinating backstory, Tony. He's from Canada. He ended up going to Cal State Northridge and then transferred to Kansas State. He missed a year with injury. Then they had the COVID year. And he was preparing to pitch for K-State this season, spring of 2023.
Luis Santos takes inside.
Moore lost his hat on it. But he had applied for a waiver, which he was pretty confident he was going to get because of the COVID year, and he had an injury that caused him to miss a season. But the NCAA ruled that he was already redshirting the COVID year, so They didn't give it back to him, which is bizarre.
Another slow curve, swing and a miss.
But anybody who knows anything about the NCAA knows you can't be surprised when they do weird and, you know, unfortunate stuff with these waivers. But, I mean, they give out waivers nowadays like ice cream, yeah. You know, ice cream on the 4th of July. But for some reason, he couldn't get a waiver, and he found out last fall.
1-1 on Santos, the number 9 hitter takes high and away.
So that was after the draft, and obviously, you know, teams had already signed a bunch of their, you know, free agents and the like, so he's kind of stuck. He ended up going to Kansas State anyway to use the facility and work out there.
2-1 pitch, just missed.
Had a bullpen, a few teams came and saw him, and the Phillies signed him the next day in November, which is why he didn't pitch professionally last year. But kind of a crazy story, but a happy ending at least, where he ends up, you know, in the Philly system.
The 3-1 off speed calls strike, and Santos was two steps down the line to first. He comes back for Santos, a 23-year-old, a pro since 2017, 27th game, 18-71, now 19-72, including tonight. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a high pop foul back up this way and just below us into the lower bowl. Greg was ready to dive for that one.
No. I don't dive anymore for foul balls.
I was ready to dive out of the way yeah. as quickly as possible. Count 3-2. Again, more the lefty from Canada deals, and that's a fastball that misses inside ball four. He walks in. So he walks the number 9 hitter here with one out in the top of the 4th inning. Moore coming into this game with Jersey Shore. This is his 8th game. Pitching in his 9th inning, had allowed 5 hits. Had allowed nothing. Had walked just 2 and struck out 9. Was holding the opposition to a batting average of 172. Here is Yankees number 3 prospect Spencer Jones to stand in. Spencer walked and grounded into a force play. He's 1-for-2, hitting at .262, 10 homers and 40 runs batted in for the former Vanderbilt University star. The pitch to the plate, and that hits him, grazes his shoulder. That was a slow curveball, and Jones trots down to first, and Santos goes to second. So Moore, who has been throwing very well in his prior appearances here with Jersey Shore and down with Clearwater in the Florida State League, running into a bit of adversity here in the top of the 4th inning. A 2-2 ball game. Hudson Valley got a run in the second inning off Gunnar Mayer, who only went 2 innings. He threw 61 pitches and only 35 for strikes. Gunner walked the bases loaded in the first inning. He got out of that. And then gave up a run in the second. Here is Benjamin Cowles. He takes a breaking pitch that misses wide for ball 1-0. Cowles has walked. He singled home a run back in the second. 243, 7 homers, 22 runs batted in for Cowles. And the runners go, the pitch is low, the throw goes down to second, slide tag, in time, they got him. Kurian guns down his 7th would-be base stealer of the season, who is shaken up a bit on the play, and still down on the ground is Santos.
No, Lee.
No, Lee. Oh, it's how you Lee.
So, Megan Flaherty, the trainer, Peter Lynn, the interpreter, and Greg Brodzinski right. go out to check on how you Lee. On the play, though, Tony, I think you got to give a lot of credit to Anthony Kurian, yeah. not just for a good throw, but a smart decision to throw to second.
Right.
Because both runners were going. The runner going to third, Santos, had a huge jump. And Jones was following him in. He did not have as big a jump. And Lee, fortunately, is okay.
Yeah, Lee, who missed time this season.
Yeah, with a knee injury. And I don't know exactly what happened there. Could have been knee, could have been leg, could have been ankle. But fortunately, he is okay.
So but if Kiriet tried to throw to third, it would have been second and third, one out, because he had no chance. So good play there by Q.
So Cowell's the hitter now with a count of one ball, one strike, and two away here in the top of the fourth. 2-2 ball game. Cowell's standing in the right-hand hitter's box, and the pitch. Swing, chop, foul at the plate. And the count remains one ball and two strikes now on Cowles. Out of the University of Maryland, where he was a Baseball America third team All-America in his final season, his junior year. The pitch to the plate. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Kurian for the strikeout, and that retires the side. But Hudson Valley ties it on the Richardson home run. The one hit in the inning. No errors and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth in Shoretown. It's a 2-2 ball game on MILB-TV, BlueClaws.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore.
Bottom of the fourth inning now, 2-2 ball game. Nick Ward leads off against Joel Valdez and hits the first pitch on a bounce to second base. And it's gobbled up there by Santos, who makes the play. One pitch, one swing, one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Valdez has weaved in and out of trouble today with his control. 44 pitches, 24 for strikes. He has walked two. He has struck out one. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. 2-3-0 for Jersey Shore. And Anthony Kurian takes a called strike. It's no balls and one strike to the Jersey Shore catcher. He walked his first time up. Second oldest player in the Blue Claws lineup at 25 years old. The pitch to him is, I guess, low. One ball and one strike on Kurian. The number six hitter in the order, Leandro Pineda, is on deck. The pitch to Kurian is lined just foul down the left field line. Just a couple of feet wide of the chalk. And it's one ball and two strikes on Kurian. Looks like Wesley Moore will go back out there for a fifth inning.
Well, the fifth inning. A second inning for him.
Yes. And the pitch, swinging the chopper to the left side. The third baseman has it. Steps, throws in time as the play is made for out number two. Marcus Cabrera getting it over there. Two outs here. Nobody on. Bottom of the fourth. Blue Claws got two runs benefiting from a couple of walks and a couple of infield outs that plated runs back on the second. Here's Panetta. He was responsible for one of those runs with an infield out RBI. Here he bounces one weakly to second. And the flip on to first is made by Santos. And just like that, the Blue Claws are gone here in the bottom of the fourth. We go to the fifth in Shoretown. It's a 2-2 ball game on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline.
Wesley Moore gets set to face 3, 4, and 5 on Hudson Valley Road here at top of the fifth, 2-2 ball game. And the Canadian lefty deals a called strike. It's nothing and one. This is the first time as a Blue Claw that Moore will start a second inning of work. The pitch to Ramirez is chopped on the ground, fouled on the third base line. Ramirez just got here a couple of games ago. He's been hot since he came up from single-A Tampa. 12 for 27 with four doubles, a home run. Struck out twice tonight, however. That one misses, and it's one ball, two strikes on Moore. On Ramirez, excuse me, Moore ready with the next delivery. And it's on the way. Swinging a hard two-hopper to second. Booted for a moment by Lee. He recovers. Slings to first. And that's one down. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Christopher Familia, the DH, stands in. The cleanup hitter tonight for Hudson Valley. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Renegades, 2-3-0 for Jersey Shore. The pitch to Familia, who fired a missile out of here last night down the right field line for his first Hudson Valley home run. And he takes ball one. Tonight he has struck out and popped out. Makes a big rip, and it's one ball and one strike. Lefty versus lefty here. Moore, everything out of the stretch, delivers. Let up, swing and a miss, fooled him, and it's one ball and two strikes on Familia. He started this series 3-for-23 since his call-up. And then last four at-bats last night had four hits, including that home run, which was in the fifth inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up. Struck him out. And that's two down. Moore has pitched very well since being greeted by the home run in the fourth. So two outs, nobody on. It brings up Rafael Flores. Flores tonight has walked and struck out. Right-hand hitter. 291, a homer, 20 runs batted in. Takes a fastball inside. Does Flores. And the count is 1-0. Wesley Moore does not need a pitch clock. He's ready to go. Kicks and deals. Swinging a well-hit ball deep left center field. It is way back, and it is gone into the Chick-fil-A zone. A titanic home run to left center by Rafael Flores. His second home run of the season, his fourth as a professional. And Hudson Valley takes a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth inning on a no doubt about it home run by Flores. So Moore has been bitten by the long ball here in his appearance tonight. Faces Anthony Garcia. And Garcia takes outside for a ball. 1-0. Garcia has lined out and grounded out. He's 0 for 2. 201, three homers, 18 runs batted in. And the pitch home is a fastball inside. And the count is 2-1. That ball hit by Flores got out of here in a hurry into that Chick-fil-A zone out there in left center field. Outside ball three.
So there will be people, Tony, in the stadium who think mistakenly that they'll get a free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
That would be incorrect.
Yeah, only if the Blue Closet went out there, which they haven't yet this year.
The 3-0 is a cost for a called strike. It's 3-1. Yeah, that is a mammoth poke.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. The 3-1. Swing and a miss, fastball.
Well, they hit
3-2.
So they put it in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blue Claws hit about 8 or 9 out there. But they had like Jalen Ortiz, Logan Ohapi, DJ Stewart, all this right handed power. And then, you know, last year, they only hit a couple. And they gave credit to one that Nick Matera hit that was a generous call of into the fan zone at best. And none this year.
3-2 pitch. Wide ball four.
But this year, of course, you know, the whole team is seemingly left-handed hitting, so it's going to be really difficult for a lefty to get one up over all 20 feet of that wall and into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. I mean, look at the guy with the best chance to do it is probably Hao Yu Lee, him and Anthony Kirion.
Well, Wesley Moore had been pretty much untouchable slash impeccable in his first couple of outings for Jersey Shore. He throws a called strike to Grant Richardson, who greeted him with a home run the other way from this left-handed batter back in the fourth. Moore to the plate, and that hit him in the back. Breaking ball. Coming into action tonight, this Moore's first professional year at Clearwater. He had thrown 25 innings and a Jersey Shore 8 innings without allowing a home run. And a Jersey Shore over 8 innings coming into the night had not allowed an earned run. And the leagues against him, Florida State League and the Sally League, total over 33 innings. Batting 161. Tonight he's given up two hits, but both have left the ballpark. Grant Richardson and Rafael Flores. So a moment there for Kirion to go out and try to settle down the left-hander. We get set to face Marcus Cabrera. Cabrera tonight has singled and struck out against two different pitchers, the starter Gunnar Mayer and then the bullpen. Swing and a miss, and it's no balls and one strike on Cabrera. 224, four homers, 19 runs batted in for the 21-year-old. And on the look back with runners at first and second and bouncing foul down the third base line. And it's nothing and two. Jersey Shore now with a right hander beginning to loosen down in the Blue Claws pen. 0-2 on Cabrera. The stretch. The runners lead. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike three call. So Moore escapes further damage, but yields another home run here. One run on one hit. No errors and two left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning in Shoretown. Hudson Valley has the lead. It's 3-2 on MILB TV. Valley Live at BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamboree, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Shoretown. Bottom of the fifth inning, Hudson Valley now out in front 3-2. Joel Valdez, the lefty, still in there for Hudson Valley. Deals to Eric Brito, number 8 hitter in the Blue Claws lineup. It'll be Brito, Fralin Mignetti, and then the top of the order, Howie Lee. And the first pitch is inside and low to Eric, and it's one ball and no strike to the 21-year-old shortstop. The pitch. Fastball high and away. It's 2-0. Brito, 223. No homers, 11 runs batted in. This is his 19th game. He is 14 for 60 thus far with Jersey Shore, having come up from Clearwater. And the pitch to him way outside. And the count is 3 balls and no strikes on Brito. Valdez sets, and the 3-0 is a letter high strike. It's 3 balls and 1 strike on Eric. Blue Claws tonight trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. 5-6 now on the season. Identical record with Hudson Valley, but the team's going in different directions. The 3-1 is high and away, ball 4. So Brito draws a leadoff walk. He will run, though it is a left-hander on the mound. He's got 5 steals. He's been caught once. And he is a leadoff base runner for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here is Mignetti, who grounded out his first at-bat. In his 22nd game, he is 11-4-57, playing third base tonight. And the pitch to him, fastball across for a strike. It's nothing and one on Mignetti. Valdez comes set. Brito not going. The pitch is swung on, blooped in the shallow right, falling fast right fielder, charging and makes the play. Coming on was Garcia. The ball hung up for him. And that's one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So top of the order, Hao Yu Lee is 0-2. He has popped up. And popped out. The pop-up went for a single back in the first inning. It fell out of the glove of the second baseman, Luis Santos. They've got Brito picked off. Throw to first. Now throw to second is in time. They've got him. Close play at second. Brito is off and running right away and had a pretty big jump, but the throw from the first baseman Flores onto the shortstop Callis just in time, and Brito is caught stealing for the second time this year. So that's two outs now on the bottom of the fifth. And Hao Yu Lee awaiting the first pitch of this at bat, and it sails over everything, and it's ball one. Blue Claws have fallen out to 17-20 here at Shoretown. Just haven't been able to crack that 500 mark at home all season. They've got to within a game a couple of times, but the pitch home, and there's a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Hao Yu Lee. We will have the out-of-town scoreboard for you in the seventh inning. As always, it'll be brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Insurance business in our area for properties, general liability, auto workers' compensation, employee benefits. The pitch, swinging the dribbler foul up the third base line. For personal service, call and ask for Jerry DePalma at 732-751-2900. Jerry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Insurance Office of America bringing you the out-of-town scoreboard. That'll be in the seventh inning tonight. And the 1-2 to Lee is hit pretty well to deep center, ranging back at the center fielder near the track and reeling it in is Spencer Jones for out number three. Lee gave it a ride to no avail. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Greg back with you in the sixth. At the end of five, it's 3-2 Hudson Valley on MLB-TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head to the top half of the sixth inning. Blue Claws down 3-2, and Jason Ruffcorn takes over. First pitch, Luis Santos, check swing, and he went around to the count. Is no balls and one strike. Bonnie Burton from Association Advisors, new Blue Claws sponsor, is our guest tonight. Bonnie, thank you. There's a strike, and it's 0-2. How are you?
I'm great. Let's go Blue Claws.
Absolutely. So tell us about Association Advisors.
Well, we're a property management company servicing our community.
Yeah.
Our community.
Fastball outside, 1-2.
I feel like this is just an extension of family and home.
How'd you end up coming aboard in the Blue Claws family here?
I don't know. I just feel good. I feel like it's a traditional values.
Chopper to third for Benyetti. Grabs it belt tie. Throws low to first. Picked by the sure-handed Wingrove. And Santos out one away.
Authentic, genuine, and I think that aligns with our company values.
So tell us about Association Advisors. How can folks get a hold of you guys, and what kinds of services do you offer?
So we're property management, full service. We manage condominiums, HOAs, high-rise buildings, 55 and older communities. Here's almost 18,000 units, 110 associations throughout the state of New Jersey.
Spencer Jones takes a slider outside. The website is associationadvisorsnj.com. Jones, left-handed batter. Rough corners, the fourth pitcher for Jersey Shore, misses outside. Wesley Moore went two innings and allowed two runs, both earned on one hit, two hits, the two home runs, one by Richardson and one by Flores. Swing and a miss by Jones. Two balls, a strike on the fastball from Jason Ruffcourt. So Hudson Valley 3 and Jersey Shore 2 here in the top of the sixth. Bonnie Burton from Association Advisors NJ is our guest. And a backdoor slider from Ruffcourt makes it 2-2. So who's here with you tonight?
So my family's here. Some of our key executives from our company. My son actually threw one of those pitches at him, my son-in-law.
How'd he do?
He did great. I think you said something like, wow, Johnny, what a pitch.
Yank to first and into right, base hit. Jones turns at first, holds on as Rincones Jr. plays it back in. So a hard hit liner into right field at 100 miles an hour off the bat from Spencer Jones. He's on base for the third time. Walk ahead batsman at a single, and that'll bring up Ben Cowles, the second baseman. That's the sixth hit of the day for Jersey Shore. Ruffcourt 3-1, a 6.26 ERA. 27 innings, 29 hits. He's walked 14, and he struck out 33. And the pitch is grounded off third. Mignetti lunges and dives after it, but it's by him in the left field. So back-to-back base hits for the Renegades. Jones goes to second. Cowles at first. It's his second hit, and then I'll bring up Augustine Ramirez, the catcher. So you're wearing a Blue Claws Baseball Academy shirt that you can't just get anywhere. So did you have family in the program?
So my son, who threw the pitch out, in the program. He plays on the 14U team.
That's really cool. How long has he been
He's first year here.
Oh, that's great.
Came from a different team. Came from PRD and Ghost, and here he is. We're headed to Kentucky. We love the team. We love the program.
They really going to Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
When is that?
The 15th. It's actually 16th to the 22nd. We're leaving the 15th.
Fly ball hit well. Deep out of the left center field by Ramirez. Long run. Marcus Lisang toward the track. He's there. The lefty makes the over-the-shoulder catch for the out. Two away. And the runners return. Jones to second and Cowles back to first. Two away for the designated hitter, Christopher Familia. Ball was hit a ways by Ramirez, but it is tracked down by Jones. So two away. And here's Familia, who had four hits last night. What position does he play?
He's a pitcher.
Awesome.
They were undefeated, Diamond Nation.
When was that?
Last weekend.
Last weekend? Where?
That's in Diamond Nation's in Flemington. Yeah.
So who are they going to play in Kentucky? Teams from all over
I didn't
the
see the lineup yet. I think the schedule came out today. But they're going to dominate. Richard from Jersey.
That's fantastic. Fouled off third base.
We're the Blue Claws.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Blue Claws Baseball Academy is a tiered year-round instruction programs. They have teams that play in these AAU-style tournaments all over the place, run by Joe Agnello out of the ballpark. They throw behind the runner at second and safe. Almost had him. Brito thought they did, but Jones got his hand in there. Still 0-1 on Christopher Familia. So when did you guys officially come aboard with Association Advisors with the Blue Claws? It wasn't that long ago, right? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was this year. We're excited about it.
0-1 on Familia. And Ruffcorn's pitch is a bouncer to second. Waiting on it, Lee grabs it and tosses to first. Plenty of time. And the inning is over. Bonnie Burton, thank you so much for a few minutes. Hope you had a great time. And best of luck to your son and the BBA Claws in Kentucky.
Thank you. And high five on your multitasking.
All
it's
right,
impressive.
No runs, two hits, and two left. It's 3-2 Hudson Valley, bottom six on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustos experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Gabriel Rinconis Jr. leads off of the Blue Claws, bottom of the sixth inning. Hudson Valley 3, Jersey Shore 2. And the left-hander, Joel Valdez, deals first pitch, grounded foul up first, and it's 0-1. We're joined by Heather Viveros from givetothose.org. givetothose.org, another amazing military support organization joining us here on Military Appreciation Night at the ballpark. 0-1 on Rinconis, and the pitch is a breaking ball high. So, Heather, tell us about the organization.
Yes, so we are an organization that started in 2018. We did a 911-mile relay. We actually did it in 2017, but officially became an organization in 2018, relaying 911 miles, starting out of Logan Airport, going down to Ground Zero, up to Flight 93, and then to the Pentagon, to raise awareness about 27 days after 9/11, yep. I know that hits you guys very hard here in the state of New Jersey.
Slider low, 2-2 on Gabriel.
We basically started this relay, and we wanted to pay tribute to all the lives lost and also remind Americans of when the men and women deployed into Afghanistan 27 days later on October 7, 2001. And so it was the relay started as our driving force, and we were grassroots. And we've just grown to do a lot of things for our military, our first responders.
2-2 is outside, 3-2. So when you say relay, are they walking or
We yeah. used to actually walk. We would run. We would cycle. And we had a guy that rode his motorcycle through all the terrain and the weather. Every year we did it for 5 years.
Rinconis takes inside. That's ball four. So the Blue Claws have the tying run on. Fourth walk for Joel Valdez. All quiet for now in the Hudson Valley bullpen. 3-2, Renegades lead it, and the batter will be Rickson Wingrove, the first baseman.
And so, we would relay every single year. We did it for 5 years, and we concluded on the 20th year anniversary because our organization has been, we've had a lot of great growth. We do a program called Plaques of Honor, where a friend of mine, he makes custom plaques, Purple Heart service plaques, first responder plaques.
Breaking ball, swing and the count, nothing in one.
We go all across the nation to present these plaques of honor, and it's just been such a great success, and we've had great support. We've aligned ourselves with a lot of great nonprofits to really help expand the support for our military and our first responders, and never forget the sacrifices that each one of them makes, to include those that pay that ultimate sacrifice with their life, and to never forget those Gold Star families and our first responder families that lose loved ones serving on the front lines.
Sure. 0-2 now on Rickson. Valdez out of the stretch with a runner at first. And the pitch is a breaking ball that is low. And the count, 1-2 on Wingrove with Marcus Lee Sang on deck. Runner at first, nobody out, bottom of the sixth. Hudson Valley up 3-2. Heather Viveros from givetothose.org is our guest. Give number 2, those.org on Military Appreciation Night. Throw to first. So if somebody out there wants to participate, support sponsor a walker? How can they go about doing that?
So we have a lot of different things that we have going on right now. Like I said, we have plaques of honor. We go all across the nation to present these plaques to military members that go above and beyond for their community, first responders, the same thing. And we also go across the nation.
Drops one to second, could be two. Shovels the short one on the first and in time. They got him, double play, 4-6-3. Heather, go ahead.
To present these plaques all across the nation to the families of the fallen. So they can go online, they can learn who we've given plaques to. We have that right there on the landing page. We're also launching Marine on a Mission, Riding with a Purpose. Sergeant Joe Leeson is going to be riding his motorcycle for 3 weeks. He kicks off July 22nd all across the country to present 13 Purple Heart plaques to the young men and women that were killed in Afghanistan August 26th, 2021. Yeah.
Swing and a miss by Marcus Lee. Second, a breaking ball, nothing in one.
So really, people can just go online and they can learn more about what we do, how they can get involved. They can make a simple donation. They can reach out to us. Everything that we have is right there on the landing page, and you can learn more about the plaques. You can learn more about Joe's mission and his ride. And we have just multiple programs to really engage our military members and first responders and never forget those that have lost their lives.
1-1 on Marcus Lee Sang. And Valdez out of the stretch. Breaking ball, that's in there for a con strike. And the count 1-2. So when is the walk? It'll start 27 days after the first week of October?
So we would do the walk. We would usually do it wherever October 7th fell on.
Yep.
We're actually going to go.
Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Go ahead.
We've had such a great success with all the different programs and things that we have, like our Thin Line, our archery program, and like I said, the plaques of honor, Hands Up for Our Heroes. And so our team's going to be going back out on the 25th year anniversary. So we've got about 3 more years of downtime presenting plaques, and then we're going back out. And we're going to be presenting some plaques throughout the state of New York and New Jersey. We usually do them along the relay route.
How many have you given out so far?
So we actually collaborate, we became the exclusive person that my friend from Michigan, Doug Pickle, on the 20th year anniversary, he finally said he will be the exclusive person that he will make these plaques for. And we launched it January 1st, 2022, and we've already allocated enough funds for over 400 plaques of honor.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Heather Viveros, the website is givetothose.org, givetothose.org. Where'd you join us from today?
I actually came all the way out here from Boston, Massachusetts.
That's amazing. How did you find out about it?
So the local who is with you guys, the local IEBW, they've been very great, welcoming to us when we do the relay. They'd feed us and they would donate to us to help our mission. And so John Blake, he actually invited me out here. And unfortunately, I got a little confused, you know, the Boston in me, and I was supposed to throw the first pitch, and I totally didn't realize.
That's all right.
I felt
this
so
is better.
This is Boston, right? We're always a little bit late. But, no, so he asked me to come out here, and it's been just a great time. And, it's amazing seeing all the people out here, these proud patriots that are supporting the military and all the different military organizations and really what the Blue Claws does for our military and in America in general. I thank you guys.
The ceremony on the field after the game, you're going to love it, where they're going to present the jerseys that they're wearing. All the jerseys have the names of a fallen military hero on the back, and they're going to present them to the families on the field after the game in the ceremony.
Yeah,
you're going to want to stick around for that.
I think that's so amazing. It's so important that we never, you know, they say a soldier, a person dies twice. It's the first time when they actually die. And the second time is when someone stops saying their name. And I think it's so amazing what you guys are doing to say their name and to recognize these Gold Star families who their loved one paid that ultimate sacrifice. So, you know, thank you again to the Blue Claws for all that you guys are doing.
Foul back by Rafael Flores into the screen. Jordy Martinez is the new pitcher for the Blue Claws. Well, Heather, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank
and we'll
you
see
too.
You soon, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
It was
night.
So nice to
thank
meet you.
Bye, Hen.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
So Martinez takes over. It's 3-2 Hudson Valley in the top half of the seventh. And Jordy's pitch is fouled back into the screen. And the count is 1-2 on Flores. So Jason Ruffcorn went 1 inning, gave up no runs on 2 hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. Martinez is the 5th pitcher of the day for the Blue Claws. And here's the 1-2, and that's a little bit low. Jordy is 1-0 with 3.21 ERA on the year. 33 and two-thirds innings, 33 hits. He's walked 17. He's struck out 42 so far this season. And he's had a really solid campaign. Here's a high pop by Flores, right side. Kerryon over, Wingrove coming down. Kerryon is there to the right of the foul line, about midway up to make the catch, and Flores retired for the first out of the inning. Martinez last pitched on Tuesday through a scoreless inning with two strikeouts in the first game of the series, which was a 4-2 Renegades win. They lead this game 3-2 here in the top half of the seventh. Martinez's longest outing of the year is 2 1/3 innings. That was back on June the 2nd. And I wonder, as Tony Graham getting set to rejoin us here in a moment, what they're going to try to do. I'm thinking they might try to push him in a second inning, just because as Hudson Valley gets somebody up in their bullpen to pitch the bottom of the seventh. 3-2 lead for the Renegades here in Shoretown. Garcia is 0-2 with a walk, because the Blue Claws had a bullpen game yesterday. And then there's a high pop foul, first base side out of play, and the count is 0-2. They ended up getting only two innings out of their starter tonight, Gunnar Mayer, who allowed one run on two hits, three walks, and struck out four. And Gunnar needed to throw 61 pitches in those first two innings. So he came out. That's inside. So in a day after the Blue Claws got nine innings out of their bullpen, they're going to try to get, well, they're going to have to get seven tonight. And then you have the next layer of this, is that Zach Hockey, check swing, good slider, he went around strike three, 2-1, who was supposed to pitch tomorrow. He got promoted today. He's in Reading now, or with Reading in Somerset right now. Ed O'Ryan Kirkring got promoted as well. So the Blue Claws are a little thin from the pitching side. So Martinez, Tristan Garnett, Roughcorn. And the first pitch, ball one to Grant Richardson. And Wesley Moore have all pitched today. The only other pitcher that the Blue Claws have that has not yet pitched in this series is Tommy McCollum, who we're going to see, I would assume, later. Fouled back into the screen. And it's one ball, one strike on Grant Richardson. So that will mean the Blue Claws go into tomorrow having used every pitcher over the first three games of this series, every pitcher in the bullpen. And the other question is, who will start tomorrow? Fastball strike, and the count is 1-2. Because even though the Blue Claws do have 16 active pitchers right now, you just can't do a bullpen game every day. The one good thing that they do have is that the All-Star break begins on Monday, so there'll be four straight days off beginning on Monday. But you know, tomorrow you could see, here's the 1-2. Swing at him. It's got him strike three. A couple of guys. We'll get to that in the bottom of the inning. Good work by Jordy Martinez. A 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts. We have played 6.5. Time to stretch. And the Blue Claws trail 3-2 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health,
the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark, we head to the seventh. Bottom half, Blue Claws down 3-2. And Hudson Valley left-hander Joel Valdez stays in the game. He'll face Nick Ward, Anthony Kirion, and Leandro Pineda. He's been pretty good over his first six, allowed three hits. Two runs. He has walked four and struck out two. But Blue Claws haven't done a ton against him. They had a couple of chances early for some bigger innings, but they have not gotten a runner into scoring position since the third, and Valdez will stay in there to start the top half of the seventh with the Blue Claws trailing 3-2. It's his longest outing of the year. Through six innings in Wilmington on May 23rd, but this is the first time he'll pitch into the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch was brought to you by Jag One Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services with over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. Our friends at Jag One Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back to the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jagonept.com. Here's Nick Ward, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. He'll be followed by Anthony Kirion and Leandro Pineda. So, Tony, the Blue Claws down 3-2. Hudson Valley's had seemingly base runners all over the place tonight, and the Blue Claws really haven't, but it's a one-run game as we start the home seventh. First pitch is a strike, and the count, nothing and one.
Well, the Blue Claws offense still scuffling against its Hudson Valley team. That's been the story of this season against this Yankees affiliate. No difference in this one tonight.
And Ward takes that one a little bit high. Nick 0-for-1 with a walk today and also grounded out. So Hudson Valley has seven hits and drawn five walks, but they're only 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, so they've only scored three runs. Blue Claws have just three hits. Breaking ball called strike, and it's 1-2. They've drawn four walks. They're 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, and they've drawn two runs.
Yeah, the Blue Claws, two runs did not come via a base hit. Both were RBI infield outs.
Yeah, ground outs. One by Leandro Pineda, one by Eric Brito. Hudson Valley does have a right-hander up in the pen, so Valdez won't be in for too long. And the 1-2 is blooped in the air and back of second. Santos retreats in the shallow right, makes the grab. I wonder if that was it for Valdez with the lefty up. Now the right-hander, Kirion, and yeah, that's indeed exactly what will be the case, because here comes the manager for Hudson Valley, Sergio Santos, and Jersey Shore will go to, or rather Hudson Valley will go to the bullpen. But really nice outing for Joel Valdez, his longest of the season. 6 1/3 innings, two runs, both earned on three hits. He walked four, and he struck out two. He leaves in line for what would be his second win of the season. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws will have to solve a Hudson Valley bullpen that's been excellent all season. And Jersey Shore continues to sputter offensively. They came in today having scored five runs in the last three games, hitting .151. And today they're only 3 out of 19. So Hudson Valley makes the call to the bullpen, brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So the new pitcher for the Renegades is Rod Hander, in earning his fourth win of the season. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. The slider got him. Strike three. So Neely has now fanned eight consecutive hitters. And that's the second out here in the seventh.
And the Phillies affiliates scoreboard now. Another Phillies-Yankees matchup. Lehigh Valley at Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Lehigh Valley taking it on the chin. 11-2. That's in the top of the eighth inning.
They lost 14-0.
The chin is a little sore.
Here's Leandro Pineda, who takes a strike.
Weston Wilson did hit his 20th home run for Lehigh Valley in that ballgame. Drew Hutchinson was the starter.
By the way, for in that Redding game, Orion Kirkering is now in.
Oh, all right.
Tip foul by Pineda at the plate, 0-2. Kirkering joined the Blue Claws back in early May, and was added to the Reading roster earlier today. Two-thirds of an inning so far, one hit, one strikeout as he tries to finish off the sixth for Somerset, or for Reading, rather. Reading leads Somerset 3-2, bottom of the sixth. Here it's 3-2, Hudson Valley, and Neely out of the stretch and swing and a miss. Jack Neely has struck out two Blue Claws tonight and nine straight Savvy League hitters. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. We go to the eighth inning at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, and it's Hudson Valley 3, Jersey Shore 2 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Second inning of relief for Jordy Martinez, and Blue Claws down 3-2 as we start the top half of the eighth inning at Shoretown Ballpark. It'll be Marcos Cabrera, Luis Santos, and Spencer Jones. Martinez a 1-2-3 seventh, and then I think we'll see Tommy McCollum. Actually, we might see Tommy McCollum before that because he's already warming up. You have Jones, who will bat third in the inning. He's a left-handed hitter, and maybe they're just going to have Martinez get to him. Here's a fly ball hit well out of the left field by Cabrera. Back goes Pineda at the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. That one out of the outfield concourse and bouncing back behind the billboards. A long homer for Marcos Cabrera. Fifth of the season and second of the series. Solo shot makes it 4-2 Renegades here in the eighth. That's the third home run of the game, too, for Hudson Valley. And they have a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, Greg, the Baby Bombers are living up to their name tonight, for sure.
That one went 439 feet.
That's the sort of the hidden factor about this Hudson Valley Ball Club.
Here's Santos, who takes outside of the count, one ball and no strikes.
Beyond the superior pitching, though the batting averages aren't high, all these guys have
pop.
Exactly, and have homered throughout their minor league careers.
So they're trying to win. Fastball called, strike in the count, 1-1. Their sixth straight game. They started the second half. They won the first half. Then they started the second half 0-6 and scored less than 10 runs in those six games. Santos fouls one back. They scored 9 runs in the first six games of the second half. But since then, they scored 25 in the last three games against Wilmington, 13 in the first two games against the Blue Claws. That's 38. And now 42 runs in the first, or in the sixth game since their slow start. That one high from Martinez on the count 2-2.
Greg, in that Florida Complex League game, notable that not only did the Phillies win, they beat the Tigers 11-4, but Kendall Simmons, who should be back here, I think, fairly soon.
Yeah.
Played again.
2-2, that's high, 3-2.
He went 1-for-3 with an infield hit and a sacrifice fly. They will be happy to have his bat returned to the lineup.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him, because you have the All-Star break coming up. So I wonder if Does he just stay in Florida for the weekend and then meet the team in Rome? 3-2 pitch, outside, ball four. So Santos, the nine-hitter, walks. And that'll bring up the leadoff man, Spencer Jones. So I think Martinez will face the lefty, Jones, and then they'll go to McCollum after that. Who is ready in the bullpen. But, yeah, Simmons is nearing a return. So I guess if he plays tomorrow, that would be the first time he goes back-to-back in rehab games. Fastball high in the count, 1-0. So, like, would they fly him up Saturday to play a game, maybe two? I don't know. We'll see. But he'll be. The point is he'll be back soon. And you feel bad for him because he was injured at the beginning of the year, thrown at first by Martinez, not in time. And then he got hurt right at the beginning of spring training with an oblique, and then hurt his knee. Got to Lakewood at the end of April, hurt his knee on May 27th, and he was in the midst of playing in the best baseball since his Williamsport time in 2019. Spencer Jones fouls one back out of play, 1-1. So hopefully he'll get back here, can stay healthy, and finish the season strong.
Clearwater wins again. They're actually right now in the tie for first place with Bradenton to begin the night. In the second half, they won the first half.
Breaking ball, swing and a miss. The count is 1-2.
Greg, 20-year-old Ricardo Rosario had a 3-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. Gave Clearwater a 4-2-1 victory. Overall, Clearwater is 52-25, 8-4 in the second half.
Throw to first, not in time.
They beat the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Yeah, they are just steamrolling everybody right now. And the Blue Claws took two of their better relievers, and Jack Dallas and Wesley Moore. 1-2 on Spencer Jones. And the pitch is a breaking ball, inside out, bouncer, foul, third base side. 1-2.
Justin Crawford leads the Florida State League in hitting going into tonight. Did not play, might be on his way to Seattle. He will play in the Futures game. He's at 344. He leads the FSL in hitting. Teammate Amarion Boyd leads the league in steals with 41. And
1-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Strike three. So Jordy Martinez, that was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that he blows by Spencer Jones for the strikeout, his third and the first out of the eighth. And he's going to stay in. I thought they were going to bring in McCollum to face the righty Cowles, but not yet.
In that stolen base department, Crawford is second to Boyd. Crawford has 35 steals.
And Gabriel Rinconis was third at the time of his promotion. Yeah. He had 24. Thrown at first by Martinez, not in time. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 8 hits. Blue Claws, 2 runs, 3 hits. No errors for either side tonight.
Well, Matt Strom got the Rays out without scoring in the bottom of the 10th. In Tampa, they go to the 11th, 1-1.
Here's a liner down the left field line by Cowles. Long run, Pineda can't get it, and he can't cut it off either. It rolls back to the left field wall. Around third, Santos, he's being waved in. Here's the relay throw by Brito on a hop. It's cut off by Wingrove. They weren't going to get him anyway. And stopping at second base with an RBI double is Benjamin Cowles. And Rome scored 2 in the eighth. They lead it 5-2.
Third of the night for Cowles. His second run batted in as well.
So, well, they go to McCollum now. I think, Tony, what you're seeing is a reluctance on the part of Greg Brodzinski to use McCollum for 2 innings here because he knows the Blue Claws are just a little thin right now at the in the bullpen because of 2 promotions of Zach Hockey and Orion Kirkering. And here's a bad sign. Here comes Megan Flaherty, the trainer, out to the mound, along with Phil Condari, the pitching coach, and the manager, Greg Brodzinski, to check on Jordy Martinez. So McCollum is ready. But, I mean, look, if they could have brought him in before this, but the reason why they didn't was you had Zach Hockey and Orion Kirkering promoted today. Then Gunnar Mayer, the starter, only lasted 2 innings tonight. Luklas had a bullpen game yesterday. Hockey was supposed to start tomorrow. So you're just going to gut through the whole bullpen. So they, I think that they don't want to use McCollum too much if they can, and that'll do it for Jordy Martinez as he exits, and McCollum will come in now, but Jordy leaves with the trainer, Megan Flaherty, so that is not a good sign. Hopefully he's okay.
Hey, seems to be walking fine, but you don't know. Got a pat in the back from Megan Flaherty as well. He's walking briskly into the dugout, so we'll have to check later tonight / tomorrow with Greg Budzinski to see what the issue is. Greg, at the Somerset, Ryan Kirkering, one scoreless inning, allowed one hit and struck out two in his Double-A debut. Griffin Gary started that game with 4 3 innings, allowed a hit, 2 earned runs, walked 6 and struck out 6 through 91 pitches and 49 for strikes. That's just been his issue all season. A lot of strikeouts, but also a lot of walks. The guy with a lot of strikeouts is on now for Jersey Shore here in the top of the eighth inning.
Yeah, and that's right-hander Tommy McCollum. 29 and a third inning, 16 hits, 9 earned runs, 22 walks, and 49 strikeouts. He struck out 49 of the 124 batters that he has faced so far this season. Martinez went an inning and a third and allowed two hits. One walk, struck out three. He's allowed two runs so far and is responsible for both runners on base as McCollum comes in for his 30th appearance. He's the first pitcher in the Sally League to make it to 30 games on the season. Last pitched on Tuesday at Brooklyn. One inning, one hit, no runs in that game. So he's the last pitcher in the bullpen for the Blue Claws that has not pitched yet in this series. And they're going to have him get the last five outs here, one out right now, top half of the eighth inning. And then tomorrow, Tony, who knows? Now, the Blue Claws do have their pitching development coach, Brady Lale. He pitched last year in the Blue Jay system, so you know they could activate him. Right? Just kidding, they're not doing that. So I don't know. But, you know, the scheduled starter tomorrow was Zach Hockey, who got promoted today to go to Reading. So what the Blue Claws do tomorrow, are they going to add somebody? I don't know. Are they going to, you know, they could have Rafael Marcano pitch tomorrow if they wanted to. He's the scheduled starter for Saturday. So we'll see. You know, they have options. Again, the one good thing is that once you get through Sunday, you have 4 days off. Right. And the second half will resume next Friday. The McClans will be in Rome, Georgia, for that.
Ideally, of course, you'd like to have McCollum in a ball game with the Blue Claws ahead or tied so he can save or win it, but hasn't been an ideal series thus far for Jersey Shore.
Fastball fouled off, first base side out of plate. Now, the other thing is if they don't have McCollum get the last five outs, which they may or they may not, you have Matt Russell and Rodolfo Sanchez, who both threw a scoreless inning on Tuesday. They're the two guys that pitched Tuesday that haven't pitched yet in this game. Fastball high. And on the count 1-0 on Augustine Ramirez. So that's a possibility. But my guess is they would want to save Russell and Sanchez for sure to have them available for tomorrow. 1-1 the count on Ramirez. And the pitch is bounced softly to the right side. Lee races over to his left, scoops it up, throws to first in time, and they get the out. So a soft ground out. Cowles advances to third. And 2-0, and that'll bring up Christopher Familia. And then looking at the guys that pitched yesterday, Tony, Carlos Betancourt and Malik Binns, each threw two innings plus, so you won't see them. Jack Dallas would be available tomorrow. He threw one inning. And Cam Wynn would be available tomorrow. He threw one inning. So, you know, theoretically tomorrow you would have Dallas, Russell, Sanchez, and Wynn. But you would need a starter. Fouled off third base side by Familia in the count 1-1 because I don't know. You know, I don't know that you can get nine innings out of those guys, out of the four of them. So we'll see. It'll be, I'm sure they're already talking about it. Fastball on the outside corner, calling strike in the count, nothing in two. I don't know what happened in Reading that why they needed Hockey so quickly. That's what.
Yeah. He was all set to start here tomorrow night. That was the word all week.
A little pop-up right side. Going back on it is Lee. He's there. Shallow right, and Howie Lee makes the catch. So nice job by Tommy McCollum inducing some soft contact And the pop-out retires the side. One run, one hit, no errors, and one left. Home run by Marcos Cabrera. And, sorry, two runs on two hits, no errors, and one left. Home run by Marcos Cabrera. RBI double by Ben Cowles. And Hudson Valley has extended their lead to 5-2. Bottom eight on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
So Jersey Shore down 5-2. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And all the Blue Claws have to do is solve Jack Neely, who all he's done is struck out the last 10 batters he's faced. Breaking ball is high. The last out of his game, two back. Then he struck out all 7. Williams, Wilmington Blue Rocks that he faced on Monday. And the first Blue Claw tonight, that one is high to Brito. So Brito, Mignetti, and Haoyu Lee, 8-9-1. Against Jack Neely. Joel Valdez went a season-long 6 1/3, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits, walked 4, and struck out 2. And a little fly ball to shallow left field. Coming on is Richardson to make the catch. So Brito retired. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. And that at least snaps the stretch of 10 straight batters struck out by Jack Neely. And here is Fraylin Mignetti. So Tony, Tommy McCollum will stay in and pitch for the Blue Claws in the ninth, and that'll save Matt Russell and Rodolfo Sanchez probably for multi-inning outings tomorrow. And here is a pinch hitter for Jersey Shore, Wilfredo Flores. He'll come up and bat for Mignetti. They want the left-handed hitter to face Neely. Flores hitting over 300 on the season. Did not play last night. Went 0 for 4 in the first game of the series back on Tuesday. Takes low. Left-handed hitter, 311. No homers, 13 RBIs. For Wilfredo. On deck is Haoyu Lee. 5-2 Hudson Valley, bottom of the eighth. And a grounder to short. They had it played perfectly up near the bag. Cowles fields, throws to first, 2-0. Flores hit it pretty hard, but they had Cowles play just a few feet to the left of second base, and it's an easy 6-3 putter.
The Blue Claws have not been successful in this series, but it's not for want of managerial trying. Bajinski the other night, close ball game, bottom of the ninth inning, set up 2 right-handed pinch hitters against the left-handed reliever of Hudson Valley. They did not get a hit, and even though they're down by 3 here tonight, sends up the left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher.
And a strike call to Haoyu Lee, nothing in one over the outside corner.
Doesn't get a hit, but you got to try. Which, again, Greg, I think is a little different this year than we've seen most years at these levels, low A and high A.
Swing and a miss. Lee chases one outside of the count. It's nothing in two.
It's
a lot different, yeah.
More use of strategic moves, especially pinch hitters, than we've seen in prior years.
And that one is outside, ball 1. The catcher Ramirez thought he had strike 3, so the walk off to the dugout. I mean, I think the Blue Claws probably have more pinch hitters this year than they have in the last couple of years combined, it seems. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. The slider, strike three. So Lee's out, and so are the Blue Claws. Third strikeout in an inning of two-thirds for Jack Neely. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the ninth, 5-2 Hudson Valley on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that
Tommy McCollum stays in there for Jersey Shore. We head into the top of the ninth inning. Hudson Valley 5 and Jersey Shore 2. Blue Claws, barring a big comeback, will drop there. And the first pitch, a fastball high and outside. 1-0 to Rafael Flores. Marcus Lee Sank trying to call a timeout in right center because an item or a ball or whatever got loose in right field. But McCollum threw the pitch anyway. Fortunately, nobody swung at it. Pitch outside, 2-0. So a loss, Tony, will drop the Blue Claws to two games under in the second half, 5-7, 40-37 overall. It would also be their fourth straight defeat. Swing and a miss, high fastball. The count is 2 balls and 1 strike.
After their strong run to end the first half, I think Greg Budzinski genuinely felt the Blue Claws had a shot here in the second half, and they still did.
Absolutely,
yes.
And they were 5-3.
Right.
Pitch low, 3-1. It's a long way to go. Right. They have this bug against Hudson Valley where they just haven't been able to score. They've scored 10 runs against them in. Here's a ground that is short. Brito to his left gobbles it up. Steps and sidearms across, stretched by Wingrove in time, one away. I mean, they've scored 14 runs in 9 games against Hudson Valley. So you're not going to win a game like that.
Yeah.
Here's Anthony Garcia.
I'm sorry, Greg. They've been outscored 45-14 now.
The thing is, so go back to last year, right?
Yeah.
And the Blue Claws had that lengthy losing streak at home, 15 games. And that included, and now time called because Leandro Pineda has to tie his shoe in left field. So if you remember, that started against Aberdeen over Father's Day weekend with 3. But then Hudson Valley came in here and swept the 6-game series. Fastball in there for a called strike. Then Brooklyn came in here, swept the 3-game series. That's 12. And then Hudson Valley won the first 3 games of the next series. So that's 15. And what stopped the streak? Pitch outside 1-0. It was the Mick Abel, Andrew Painter doubleheader.
Yeah. That's right.
Saturday night in August. Yeah. There was a rainout on Friday, so they ended up pitching a doubleheader. They pitched Friday, Saturday every week, pitched low. Now the count 2-1. And that, to this day, is one of the top 3 or 4, like, fun, cool nights that we've had here. That was super cool. 2-1 on Garcia. That's inside of the count is 3-1. Because, look, I mean, there's certainly a, you know, you're going to have, you know, if all goes according to plan, you know, those guys are anchors in the Phillies rotation for years to come. And to have him pitch both ends of a doubleheader was awesome. That's high ball 4. So Garcia walks. And he'll go to first with one out. And that'll bring up Grant Richardson.
Yeah, well, hopefully, certainly. Now, the news the other day that Painter's return to the mound, albeit I think on a batting practice type level or whatever, was delayed because of stiffness.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, he was supposed to. So he didn't throw the other day.
No.
He was supposed to throw July 4th.
Right.
So we'll see. Here's Grant Richardson. That's low and inside of the count. One ball, no strikes.
He was supposed to throw a certain amount of pitches.
Yeah. He was supposed to face hitters. Yeah.
Right.
It was live
BP. Right.
Yeah. Mick Abel has had a solid year. He'll go to the Futures game, which is on Saturday for Reading and representing Reading and the Phillies. That's outside 2-0. They are in Seattle.
Griffin McGarry again tonight. Control issues, 6 strikeouts, but 6 walks.
2-0. That's low. 3 balls and no strikes. But, yeah, so that's how that 15-game home losing streak ended last year. There's a high fly ball foul down third. Coming on the left fielder, Pineda, and he runs out of room in the picnic area. So, Tony, when you mentioned McGarry, Abel, Painter, got me thinking, and I looked up Ben Brown, who has gone to AAA with the Cubs.
Right.
And he began his year with AA Tennessee, gave up 1 run in 20 innings, so they sent him up to AAA. He's got a 4.81 ERA, 48 innings, but he struck out 71 hitters. So he's had a pretty good year for the Iowa Cubs. Fastball swinging him at strike 2. He was in the David Robertson trade on August 2nd last year, the trade deadline. But hopefully he gets up to the big leagues this year. That'd be awesome. He's one of the great guys.
Oh, terrific guy, yeah.
3-2, runner not going. Pitch swung on and missed. Richardson chases a high fastball. So Richardson, who homered in the fourth, one of 3 home runs tonight by Hudson Valley. Strikes out swinging, and that's the first strikeout for McCollum. It'll bring up Marcos Cabrera. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, Blue Claws will face a new pitcher. They'll have Rinconis Jr., Wingrove, and Marcus Lee Singh.
Greg, Phillies won that game in Tampa 3-1 in the 11th inning. RBI singles by Kyle Schwarber.
Swinging a foul tip held by Kirion, strike 1.
And Trey Turner snapped the 1-1 deadlock.
Yeah,
Derek Hall homered earlier in the ballgame for Philadelphia.
But Matt Strom.
Right.
Because he had to get out of the jam in the bottom of the 10th in a tie game.
Bottom of the 11th.
Bottom of the 11th.
Yeah.
No, 10th. Swinging a foul tip at home plate. Runner was going. And he'll have to go back.
I know it's
the Phillies didn't score the top of the 10th.
They didn't, no.
So you give Strom runner at second, nobody out.
Oh, well,
that's
a jam.
Right,
sure,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah. And he had 2-on-1 out bottom of the 11th.
Sorry.
That's okay.
The inherited jam.
Yeah,
the
inherited, yes.
0-2 on Marcos Cabrera. McCollum from the belt. Here's the 0-2, and it's Anthony's a fastball. Got him looking. Strike 3. So Tommy McCollum gets a couple of strikeouts to end the top half of the ninth. And on the Blue Claws, we'll try to rally. No runs, no hits, 1 left. We go to the home ninth. It's Hudson Valley 5 and Jersey Shore 2 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Claws Cove. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop.
That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jersey Shore down 5-2. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning at Shoretown Ballpark. It'll be Gabriel Rincones Jr., Rickson Wingrove, and Marcus Lee Sang to face Indigo Diaz, a right-hander who will come on for Hudson Valley and look for the save. Renegades 5-9-0. They've hit three homers. Blue Claws, two runs, three hits, no errors. Indigo Diaz is pitcher for both Hudson Valley and Somerset this season, with Somerset 6 runs in 11 and two-thirds innings, 5 walks, 16 strikeouts, with Somerset 3-3-2 ERA, 14 games, and a breaking ball's in there for a called strike. Diaz, 24 years old, joined Hudson Valley on May 30th, right after Memorial Day, and the fastball, big cut and miss by Rincones Jr., and the count is nothing in two. Can't hit a three-run homer with nobody on base. Oh, and two from the righty Diaz. That's up and outside. Diaz from North Vancouver, British Columbia, came over in a trade with the Braves in December. Pitched in Double A last year. Went to Michigan State. And here's the 1-2 pitch. It's line in the air, shallow left field, coming on Richardson, and dunks in front of him for a base hit. Two hits for Rincones Jr., and here's Rickson Wingrove. So the Blue Claws get the leadoff man on here with the ninth inning, down by three. And now Wingrove coming up with Marcus Lee Sang on deck. Diaz pitched for Team Canada in the World Baseball Classic. He was acquired in a trade with Atlanta along with infielder Caleb Durbin in exchange for pitcher Lucas Lucke. So here's Wingrove, who's 0-for-3. And down at 255, and he takes a little high in the count, 1 ball and no strikes. So Jersey Shore needs one more base runner before they bring the tying run to the plate. And by the way, there is nobody throwing yet in the pen. We'll see if they get another guy on base. 1-0, and the pitch is a strike, a high strike, 1-1. Now, obviously, the Blue Claws would only need a pitcher if they score exactly three to force the 10th, but it's not inconceivable that they would task that to Tommy McCollum. Diaz looking for the save. He has 11 career saves, 2 this year with Somerset, none with Hudson Valley. He had 5, he had 4, excuse me, last year with the Mississippi Braves, Double-A team in Atlanta's system. 1-1, the count on Wingrove, and the pitch is a breaking ball outside, and the count 2 balls and a strike. So Tony, Jersey Shore came into the ninth inning with 3 hits in the ball game and a total of 6 runs in 3 games in the series, trying to rally for the win. And Wingrove cranks one high and deep to right. Forget it, way out of here. Home run. It hits the billboard above the outfield concourse. It's home run number 12 on the season for Wingrove, and it comes with an absolute exclamation point. He destroyed that baseball. He jogs around, a two-run shot. The Blue Claws within a run. They trail it 5-4.
Well, the crowds this week here at Shoretown haven't had a whole lot to cheer about, but that one brought everyone to their feet. A titanic clout by Rickson Wingrove.
Here's Marcus Lee Sang, checks his swing, went around, and the count is nothing in one high fastball. So suddenly, this is a ball game again. It's 5-4, and the Blue Claws are within one. There's still nobody out in the inning. So Blue Claws are right there. I know Wingrove, Tony's been kind of driving the ball the other way and kind of taking what they what he's been given at the plate, but that was the old Rixon, as Lee Sang swings and misses, and the count is nothing in two. It's his 12th home run of the season, only the third that he's hit in this ballpark, which is one of the toughest ballparks to hit home runs in all of minor league baseball. 0-2, way outside. And it's one ball, two strikes on Marcus Lee Sang. So Lee Sang, then Ward, then Kirion for the Blue Claws in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Down by one, 5-4. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, foul back. Bounce behind the plate, it's 1-2.
One thing about Wingrove, Greg, when he hits him, there's never a doubt.
He hit 12 last year for Jersey Shore. He's 12 away from the franchise record. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. So Lee Sang strikes out. Indigo Diaz gets his first strikeout, 1-1. Wingrove trails Jim Murphy by 12 for the franchise record, but he's 8 behind Jaylen Ortiz, and who has 32, and he's 3 behind Derek Hall, who has 27.
And Hall did it all in one season.
Hall did do it all in one season, to be fair. And he had the record for the most home runs, as Ward takes a called strike in a season by a Blue Claw. 27 homers during the 2017 campaign.
Well, Greg, both Blue Claws that went up to Redding tonight have pitched.
Kirkering and Zach Hockey.
Yes.
Here's Ward. The pitch is a curveball for a strike. It's 0-2.
Kirkering threw a scoreless inning, and Hockey came in and threw two scoreless innings. Walked one, struck out four. They're in the top of the ninth at Somerset. Redding leads it 3-2. Home run for Casey Martin. A game with Blue Claw fingerprints all over it. Of course, about 80% of that team, Redding, is former Blue Claws.
0-2 on Ward, one out, bottom of the ninth, 5-4 Hudson Valley. Check swing by Ward, he went around strike three. It's dropped by Ramirez. They throw to first and get him for out number two. So Indigo Diaz has bounced back with a pair of strikeouts after the home run by Rixon Wingrove, and that'll bring up the catcher, Anthony Kirion. So here's Q. He's got some pop. Six homers in Clearwater last year. He's got two this year with the Blue Claws, both in Brooklyn, which is also a tough place to hit. And Diaz out of the stretch. The pitch is grounded softly to short. Charging it is Cowles. Gloves it in front of the bag. Throws to first in time, and the ball game is over. So the Blue Claws rally in the ninth, but failed, come up one run short. Wingrove hits a two-run blast. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and none left. But it's Hudson Valley victorious this evening. Your final score, the Renegades 5 and the Blue Claws 4. Hudson Valley's won 6 in a row, and the Blue Claws drop their fourth straight game. So for Hudson Valley tonight, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. And for Jersey Shore, 4 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Joel Valdez, he's 2-4. The loss goes to Gunner. No, check that. I'm sorry. The loss goes to Wesley Moore, who is 0-1. And the same goes to Indigo Diaz's first. Blue Claws are 5-7, 40-37. Hudson Valley is 6-6, 45-33. Time of the game was 2 hours and 34 minutes, and the attendance was 7,943. So tomorrow night, back at it, it'll be the fourth game of 6. And it will be it will be Zach Hockey, but it won't be. It will be right hand a to be determined pitcher for Jersey Shore tomorrow night against a very good right-hander, Zach Messinger. And the Blue Claws, by the way, are going to face three really good pitchers these next 3 days: Messinger, Corella, and Drew Thornton. So Hudson Valley wins it tonight, 5-4. Tony will take you the rest of the way with the post game. Those of you on Valley Live or MILB TV can keep it here And we're going to have the post-game jersey ceremony that you can watch on your feed. And I hope I encourage you to do that here tonight, where the Blue Claws exchange jerseys with military, the families of military heroes who passed away. So that ceremony is coming up. Your final score tonight is Hudson Valley 5, Jersey Shore 4. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Tony, it's all yours.
Okay, Greg, a final look at the scoreboard tonight. They've been to the bottom of the ninth inning at Somerset. Reading leads it 3-2. Blue Claws of the former variety, namely on the mound, Orion Kirkering and Zach Hockey, have made their debuts through scoreless innings tonight. Hockey, two scoreless innings. Kirkering has promoted today, along with Hockey, a scoreless inning. Reading leads it 3-2, going to the bottom of the ninth inning at Somerset. Another former Blue Claw, Tyler McKay, now on to try to save it for the Fighting Phils. Clearwater defeated Palm Beach 4-1, the final in that one. And Lehigh Valley, which was buried by Scranton Bootsbarrow last night, gets buried again tonight by the Yankees affiliate. 18-2, the final in that one. Last night, 14-0. Scranton Bootsbarrow won tonight. Lehigh Valley goes down 18-2. Rough two nights for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. The Palm Beach Ball Club, the Cardinals, ran into that hot Clearwater Threshers team tonight, and the Threshers win it. Ninth inning, three-run home run by Ricardo Rosario gives the Threshers a 4-1 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Gene Cabrera got the win in that one in relief. He has a record of 4-4. In the Florida Complex League, the Phillies were victorious 11-4. Noteworthy in that ball game is the fact that 2023 Blue Claw Kendall Simmons played another game. He's played a couple now. He's on a rehab assignment from the Blue Claws. He went 1-for-3 today with a sacrifice fly, so he should be coming back to Jersey Shore. He has a good bat, and as you can tell from this series, especially the Blue Claws will need him. He was hitting 300 with 5 home runs when he got hurt in May, so the Blue Claws will be welcoming him back at some point, hopefully fairly soon. Clearwater wins that game 4-1, and as we said, the Florida Complex League Phillies with Simmons in the lineup 11-4 over the FCL Tigers. The FCL Phillies are 13-10. In the Dominican Summer League, the red team lost to Miami 6-3. They are 13-9. And the white team defeated the Guardians blue team by a score of 6-5. The white team is 16-6. The Phillies got 11th inning RBI singles from Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner, snapping a 1-1 tie, and finished off a sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays with a 3-1 victory tonight in 11 innings in Tampa. Former Blue Claw Derek Hall supplied the early run for Philadelphia with his first home run for the Phillies this year. Phillies sweep the series from Tampa Bay. Now they go on to play the Miami Marlins for the final three games before the big league All-Star break. The next game for the Blue Claws will be tomorrow night. Zach Hockey was the scheduled starter, so we'll see who gets the nod for Jersey Shore. Right-hander Zach Messinger, 1-5, a 2.98 ERA, will go tomorrow night for Hudson Valley. Zach is the 22nd-ranked prospect in the Yankee system per the MLB pipeline. As Greg mentioned earlier, more top prospects for the Yankees on deck for the Blue Claws to face after that. It'll be 29 prospect Juan Carella on Saturday, and then number 6 prospect, 7-1 record for Drew Thorpe. A right-hander will go for Hudson Valley to complete this series on Sunday. Thorpe was the Sally League Player of the Month in June. So that's the way the weekend shakes up now for Jersey Shore. Tonight's game, as always, produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Taylor Petrangelo, Laura Elizabeth, and from Greg. And for Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight in Shoretown was Hudson Valley 5 and Jersey Shore 4. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.